Okay, now we're recording.
All right.
I'm going to hit the butt.
You're going to lower the butt?
I'm going to turn on the butt.
You're going to raise the butt?
I'm going to give it a little rub it, smack it, rub it down, whatever the hell you're
going
to
raise
do.
The roof with your butt?
I'm going to, what was it, hipsy rustle that shit.
Can I do the pre-show intro? Can I do the can I do the real intro?
Yeah, tonight? You want to do the intro?
Yeah, why not?
Let me just make sure we're all squared away.
But then you're going to immediately have to take over. In terms of directing this show.
Don't I always?
That's a good point.
I don't know. All right. We're all queued up whenever you're ready.
No, you're doing the pre one.
Oh, you want me to do like the hey?
Yeah, yeah, good blarg. Right. But I want to do the actual welcome to the Shining okay. Wizards.
Well, welcome to the Wizards.
We have all fun right. and games.
All right, here we go.
Whiskey from Texas.
The fallout from 3 pay-per-views this past weekend. We've got a new unified women's champion. Kofi and Seth pulled off the upsets. It's the Shining Wizards.
That upsets. Sucked. Upsets.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant-EM Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
This is the goatest of all time. Bye-bye, Orlando.
Bryce Donovan.
My name is The Tweener, and we are the Shook Crew.
Yeah, that's good timing, everybody.
Yes,
and you are timing. Listening to Shining Wizards Podcast.
Shining Wizards Podcast.
Da!
I have a small dick.
God damn it.
Ladies and gentlemen, donkeys and donkettes, we are on the last leg of this marathon known as WrestleMania Week, and we are here to cap it all off for you on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. It's the two-man group for now. Matt will be joining us shortly, but at this moment, you have Kevin, and you have...
Tony.
Tony! What a crazy weekend that has been. WrestleMania week almost in the books.
Almost in the books. Thanks again for joining us on a Tuesday night. If you're listening live, you are on rantemradio.com, where, of course, it's the Shining Wizards and Wrestling Talk.
And we already did this.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
We didn't do it.
Did we not?
We didn't do the Wrestling Talk and talk about wrestling.
I thought I did.
No, the first time I ever spoke was when I said Tony.
See, this is why I don't do the intro.
Well, if you would have just let it slide, it would have been perfect.
But this is good radio, Tony.
Of course it's great radio. Hey, you know what else is great radio? Can I tell you a little bit about owning a home?
Can we talk about crime in Newark and people having sex and dying in their car?
Oh, no, this is even better.
Oh, okay.
You know what a shop vac is, right?
It's like a wet vac, right?
Exactly. Ideally. Picks up water, sucks things up. You could use it as a blower, blow things all over the place. It's fantastic. It's awesome. So years ago, as a precautionary measure, I know he's going to...
I know he's going to have a conniption.
Well, this is why I'm doing this. So I bought one of these like a decade ago when I first got the house as a precautionary measure. Like sometimes when we get a little water, I can just suck it all up, whatnot, clean it up. I took a shower last night.
Good for you.
I know. It's been a couple of days. Yeah. You know, I've been ripe since fucking G1.
Oh, mama.
So I'm taking a shower, and the shower's, like, going down slow. So I'm like, I'm not dealing with this. I grab the plunger, start plunging it. Well, I made it worse. The fucking thing stopped completely.
Oh, boy.
So this is like 9:30, 10 o'clock, and I'm like, I just want to go to bed. I had a long day. I'm still recovering from the weekend, believe it or not.
Did he text us yet?
I don't care. Fuck him. Drive into a tree, asshole. Eat a pizza while you're in a ditch. I like them apples. So... I'm pissed off. I dumped one of those bottles of liquid Drano that we have on hand. I let it go. 10 minutes later, Kevin, the water all went down. So I'm like, yes.
Good for you.
I filled it up with the hot water, let it all soup down, soup it on down.
Soup it up.
10 minutes later, the fucking entire tub is still filled with water. I said, motherfucker. I'm trying everything. I get the snakes. I'm snaking the friggin' thing.
Jake the Snake?
No, there's no Damien. There's no Revelation. There's no
Lucifer?
No Miracle either, Kevin, because that shit didn't work. So I took everything apart. I duct taped the part. You know, like the little flippy switch to keep the water from going in and out of the tub?
I do.
So I had to take all that apart. I put duct tape over it. I wheel the wet vac upstairs. I put the hose on the fucking on the drain.
It puts the hose on the drain or else it gets the hole again.
Well, it didn't get it again because I flipped that shit on and it was like pulled out shit, dude.
Wait, what was it like?
Right. Dude, shit that shouldn't have been in pipes was in this fucking pipe. It was it disgusting.
Like fruit or like people?
I was pulling out bananas. I was pulling out kumquats.
Kumquats?
Yeah, dude. I don't know who's fucking
those are the
out.
Sexiest quats.
I don't know who's putting them in my pipes. I don't know Axel Foley was in my house.
Ooh, fuck.
That prankster. But I got everything out. I came down here. I checked the pipes. Nothing broke. And the fucking drain works better than ever. Better than when we first bought the house.
Ah, the tales of a homeowner.
It was fantastic.
That's what we're going to call this podcast now.
What, sucking out of a hole?
No, kumquats.
I don't mind. It'll be a reminder to Dickhead every day how awful he thinks the show is when he's
when
not
he's
here.
Not here.
Because, you know, because Matt not being here, you know, the show just goes in the shitter.
Right.
You know, it's terrible when you and I just do the show.
When Matt's not here, the show is your bathtub.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And I just abuse the shit out of it and I clog it and it's like I'm Andre the Giant and the tub is my toilet. I just fill it with shit.
Kumquats.
You do a pretty good Andre.
That's the first time I ever attempted it.
There's a comedian that did an Andre the Giant talk show. Did we ever talk about that on the air?
Probably not.
Okay. I don't
Maybe.
Know.
I don't know.
You
I
probably
drink,
know who the comedian
I drink a lot.
Is. The only reason I remembered him is because recently they've been reading from some book about the McMahon family on the 605 Super Podcast, and doing the voice of Andre was this guy, and then they interviewed him, and he was talking about the talk show. I'm like, fuck, I saw that. And it's amazing. He dresses like Andre. He's even got these big fake hands that he puts in his suit jacket.
Like the Hulk hands?
Yeah, not like that, but they're just these big pale hands. They're like twice the size of regular hands.
So they're like mine.
Kind of. Oh my God, dude.
Yeah, I got big hands.
Jesus, I never noticed that in my life.
My nickname used to be with my buddies, Big Hands Garif.
Oh, like Gorilla? Like Garifa?
Well, Garifo is my last name. And
I understand that.
They just do you ever notice that when people already have nicknames, they feel the need to shorten it more?
Garifs?
Like
they called you Garifs?
Garifs.
Good Garifs.
Like, exactly. Or like when someone's nicknamed like DJ, like his name is like Daniel Joseph and they call him DJ and then like after a while they just start calling him D. I'm like, is DJ so hard to fucking say?
D or Deej? I've heard Deej.
D or Deej.
People.
Or D.
I was toying with the idea of naming my son David Joseph, kind of like to honor like you know like my dad because you know my middle name is his middle name David.
You got any Jew in you?
Who me?
Yeah.
No, I don't take it in the.
Just because David's just David.
Yeah, I know it's a Jewy kind of name, but I know because you're thinking of David Starr.
No, I'm thinking. Well, I'm actually thinking
kinda.
Of my cousin David.
Who's Jewish?
No, he's not. Which kind of. Which, as soon as I said the sentence...
Makes no sense
to me that I said it.
Well, it's a biblical name. Like
It's a biblical, yeah.
My brother Dan, his middle name is Michael, so that's another biblical name.
So is my brother's middle name.
Well, I guess Daniel's a biblical name, too, right?
I mean, at one point or another, everyone's like an apostle or a brother or something.
Well, I mean, there's a Saint Anthony, but there's no Anthony in the biblical times, right?
Hey, that's Saint Anthony.
Holy shit.
He's got a gift.
He finds my keys when I can't find them.
I could have used. Oh my God! Saint Anthony saved my life after that G1 show. I was looking for my debit card.
Oh, the ride home
and Listen, we had an amazing WrestleMania weekend, which has become way more than just WrestleMania related. We had a lot of fun this week. We're gonna get into all the stories. Trust us. This is just the little anecdotal beginning of the show.
This part of the show is called Let's Piss Matt Off and Get Him All Fired Up, so when he shows up at 7:30 he can sound like an asshole more than usual.
That's right. Oh, but I couldn't find like my debit card.
Well, you couldn't find it?
Couldn't find it. But it turned out it was just in my back pocket.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
That's where everybody keeps their debit card.
I had no idea why I was there.
Okay, so you might as well just tell the anecdotal story since Fuckface isn't here yet.
I leave you guys. You guys take the path back.
Yeah, this is after the G1 show. This is like Saturday at like midnight or like 12:30 in the morning.
And we've been there. We've been in the city. We went to the Busted Open show,
which was awesome.
Hung out with our boy Dave LaGreca, Mark
he was
Henry.
Snotted.
Allegedly. Oh,
come on. Come on. Somebody kept bringing up the... Holy cow. I'm channeling stupidity. The drinks were... I did it again. The drinks were free-flowing up to the stage. So
all the daddy sodas, as he likes to say.
Oh, yeah. He was definitely in a good place.
Yeah.
When you're out in public and you're telling people to eat your wife's hot, wet pierogies...
Oh, my God. I wonder if he
woke
up...
His words, not mine.
I know. They were his words, basically.
And Violetta's awesome, so she's probably just like, this is par for the course.
Saw her, gave me the biggest hug ever. I love her. She's fantastic.
Dude, she made pierogies. There was a big bin of pierogies that they were just passing around the place. They were so good, dude.
It was so dope, man. But I wonder what the rest of his day was like.
Oh, probably crazy.
Do you think he went out after his own show? Do you think he went to G1?
I think he was at G1. And he was at Mania the next night, too.
Oh, my God.
Well, listen, this is his business. Like, Matt, like, we have other things that we do to make a living. This is how he makes his living.
Right. I get that. I was pretty loosey-goosey with the boozy.
Yeah, but that's par for the course.
Yeah,
for you.
But he was so.
He was, you know what? It's his 10th anniversary. He was having fun.
So, but that's my point. I don't know. Like, I couldn't fathom how he could make his day any longer than that show.
Oh, he had to because he had to go to G1 that night. I'm sure he was able to go somewhere, like maybe back to the studio and relax for a little while. I'm sure at the offices at Sirius they have like a lounge area.
I would definitely need to work in a napski.
Yeah, definitely.
After that,
definitely. Yeah, so that was a great time. It was crowded, but we were still able to move around and stuff, you know?
It was a little, because we did get there almost like 45 minutes before it was scheduled to be over.
Yeah, but we
got there late.
But in fairness, we're coming from Jersey. You
right.
know, we had to sync up our schedules together.
We had some last minute travel discrepancies, which we worked out, no problem. Bada bing, bada boom.
We got to hang out there for a while. We saw Mark Henry. Mark Henry couldn't wait to get out of there.
Man. Tired of these people touching me.
Kevin's got impressions for days tonight. I love it. I love it. Now that I put pressure on you, they're going to stop.
Oh, man. No, it's fine. I'll wing it. Dude, I will tell you this, though. I am exhausted.
Oh, I'm still exhausted.
Absolutely running on fumes.
I went to... Oh, because your weekend didn't end on Sunday. Kevin and Big Rich actually went out to Monday Night Raw yesterday.
Yes, and of course, thank you to Matt for getting the hookup for the ticks. I went to Raw, but my week has been nonstop. Because you got to remember... Monday, it started with... Well, actually, it started Sunday, Tierney's. Monday, Jason's fundraiser. Tuesday, podcast.
Here.
And, of course, you know, I'm on vacation this week, so I'm...
Wednesday,
daddy,
Thursday, WrestlePro.
Daddy soda-ing it up. Wednesday, WrestlePro. Thursday, Impact.
Oh, that's right. The Impact taping, yes. Wait, what did you do Friday? Oh,
Friday was my dad's...
Inducted into the
Seton Hall University Radio Hall of Fame. So.
And for those of you, you're like, wow, Seton Hall, like, yes. At least on the East Coast, if not nationwide, WSOU is probably the most well-known college station in the country.
It's between that and, like, Fordham, I think.
But, like, legit, like, pirate radio, like, people, like, know that and, like... It's still fantastic. Like, I still listen to it, like, all the time.
He was like a celebrity there, man. It was so dope to see him just walk around, everyone coming up, shaking his hand, saying nice, like, even current students.
That's the crazy thing about Seton Hall, man. Like, I don't know about any other universities because I didn't go to any other universities, but, like, there's always, like, that kinship, that camaraderie, especially Seton Hall, man. It's, like, crazy how over the top it is.
It was so cool to see him in his element, and I'm so happy that I was there to be a part of it. Again, that's just my thing.
No, but that's cool shit, but it just goes like that. And then Saturday, we went to a Busted Open's anniversary. We went to the G1 show.
We went to Penzies.
You know what? Penzies is right attached to the Garden. And it's
a money trap.
Well, what it is, There's a lot of them that popped up in New York. I don't know if they're everywhere in the country or around the universe, but they're like these like pop-up food courts. And I mean, they're permanent fixtures, but they're not attached to malls. They're just like separate food courts.
Yep. How about those soft pretzels though, eh?
The soft pretzels were good. I tell you, man, I had a chicken sandwich. I had a chicken sandwich. It was good. It was like one of them dipped in buffalo sauce shits.
Oh, boy.
So good.
Buffalo chick.
So good.
It's a date of buffalo chick.
Did she run around the outside?
Nope, she was terrible in the sack.
Whoa! Dropping truth bombs on the Shining Wizards.
Okay. That was a terrible... That was supposed to be like a football joke, like that's a Buffalo right. Bills like sack, but that didn't work out at all.
Well,
so
they also went four times and couldn't finish the job either, so hi-yo!
Not bad, Tony, not bad. Man, we got off the rails already. Where were we talking about our night at... G1?
Well, you were talking about your ride home from G1.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we wound up. I don't know how we got here. But.
Listen, I'm happy with however we do this.
All right, so we all took the path in from New Jersey, which is like the pseudo subway between New York and New Jersey, pretty much just connecting Manhattan with like Newark and Jersey.
Correct,
City.
Sir.
So we took that in, which was cool because it's right near the garden anyway. So then we hung out. And then after the show, Kevin's like, doesn't make sense for me to take the path. I'll hop a train to go from Newark Penn Station.
To Walnut. There's literally six different stations I could take.
So Kevin pretty much got like door-to-door service or would have had door-to-door
service. I would have
had
door-to-door service if the freaking ticket machines would work.
Okay, so the ticket machines didn't work. So nope. What was your plan B?
I just got on the fucking train without paying for a ticket.
Now, typically, you can get on New Jersey Transit without a ticket, but you have to pay like an increased
fare. $5 surcharge usually. Okay. This guy wasn't having it.
Okay, why wasn't he having it?
I don't know.
How were you trying to pay?
I don't know. Card, probably.
Well, you see, that was mistake number two.
Well, I also didn't have any cash on me, like we spoke about. Well. I spent a lot of money that day, Tony.
So was he really like...
He said he was nice. He was like, just get off at Newark and then, get a ticket in Newark. And then...
Oh, okay. So it's not like he threw you off the train and said, get out of here, filthy animal.
No. Well, I mean, there's not a whole lot of stops between Newark and New York.
Well, unless
You might get the Secaucus.
Yeah, unless you got stuck in... And for those of you who don't know, Secaucus is this massive... It's just literally just a train junction.
It's... Yeah.
There's nothing there but trains passing through and a parking lot.
That's it.
And it's huge. The station is huge. When you're on the New Jersey Turnpike, like it's just a ginormous building that stretches for like a mile.
It's a very nice complex.
But it's in the middle of nothing.
Yeah.
There's not even like a Wetzel Pretzel or anything there, is there?
I don't know, dude.
I don't even think they have a Dunkin' Donuts.
It's a relatively new structure.
Oh, it's been around for a while.
Yeah, but no, the station has, but they redid it within like the last 5 years,
right?
Why
would they redo a station that they just built? That doesn't make sense.
Oh, maybe that's what I mean then. Yeah, well, how long ago did they build it?
10 years ago now?
All right, so maybe 10. All right.
But, like, at that point, like, give us something.
So I
give
get...
Give us a working ticket machine, for God's sake.
God, so I get to Newark, and I'm like, God, do I really want to probably go through this again? So I just Ubered home from Newark, which was fine.
Hey, how much did that cost you?
Oh, I don't fucking know. Dude, I don't look... I took Uber that, like, the last week... I spent more money on Uber than I do on like groceries for like a month.
But Kevin was also very angry at certain Uber expenses that he was incurring, which was kind of hilarious just because we were getting these angry texts.
It's fucking brutal.
Well, look, at least you gave us some humor. We got something out of it.
Listen, this is what I do.
I don't know. Waiting for Dickie Doo to get here.
Dickie Doo!
You want to go into G1?
Let's talk about anything, man. I want to talk about like how the people that we ran into who we haven't seen
in
a while.
That's a better idea.
Because it was just so much fun for me from Wednesday to Monday. It was awesome. And, you know, G1, we had our good buddy Kevin Gill sit with us.
That was pretty cool. Matt was like, we got a surprise guest sitting with us. I'm like, who the hell is it? Somebody we know? He's like, don't worry about it. And then
made me fucking nervous, by the way.
Why?
Because I didn't know who, like, it could have literally been anyone.
No, well, but I mean, like, were you nervous that it was going to be some freakazoid?
Yes.
Really?
Or someone that maybe, it's a surprise, you have no idea. So.
But you see, that's the good thing. Like, Matt had these tickets that he was trying to get rid of because, he bought what he could buy. And he always makes it a point where if he's got to get rid of tickets, he wants to give them to people that we know.
And that would honestly appreciate the seat.
Yeah. not just some freak that, you know, like somebody got in touch with them online and they were stuck sitting next to a monster for 4 hours.
But, you know, at the end of the day, there's still that little like nervousness. Like, am I going to have to, like, with all due respect to all of our friends, like, am I going to have to sit next to some guy that I don't really know too well and try to make conversation?
Yeah, but don't forget,
guy?
They were also, like, we were all there, so we could have easily, like, flopped and swapped seats, you know?
Right.
And we had a pretty good crew around us. There was the one weird dude in the front who was, like, really, like, apeshit over everything. But by and large, everybody was pretty cool.
Yeah, I had a great time.
There were no problems. Like, nobody fighting, nobody kicking seats. Yep. It was a great experience.
And it was the guard, and the seats were amazing. There's no bad seat at Madison Square Garden.
No, not at all.
And it's hard. You'd be hard-pressed to find that at an arena, maybe other than Barclays for, like, a hockey game or something.
Yeah.
Hard-pressed to find bad seats at The Rock. At Garden or at Barclays. So.
Yeah. No, you're right.
So we had a great time. KG was there.
We sat with Phil Reyes' brother, Mike.
Yes.
He was a cool dude. A little on the quiet side, but cool nonetheless.
He started having a couple beverijos.
Well, good for him.
And then he kind of loosened up a little bit. He was kind of starstruck about KG being there, I think.
For real?
I think so.
Well, don't forget, I mean, Phil and his brother, they were into, like, the New York hardcore scene, and right. Kevin Gill is all about that, you know?
Yep.
And Phil and KG have talked, like, tons of times about, like, you know, some of the old bands and then, like, the new bands still around and whatnot, you know? So, connections there. We ran into Phil on his way to his seat.
Yeah.
We ran into Arkham from the...
What? Wait, who?
The AOP.
Oh.
The Shining Wizard. Oh, you're disappointed, right?
Well, no, I thought you meant, like, there was an old wrestler called Arkham.
No. But I'm talking about Arkham and Razor.
Yeah. Well, we didn't run into Razor. No.
We ran into Arkham. Because Arkham's Anthony, right?
Arkham? Is it Arkham?
Whatever. Who gives a shit?
It's one of the Ninja Turtle bad guys.
Arkham?
Remember the Turtles 2? There was Tokar and Razor?
No, it was...
Tokar and Razor.
No, it was Bebop and Rocksteady.
No, those are the original bad guys.
You know, Sheamus played Rocksteady in like, the new one.
Yes.
He's awesome. Sheamus rules.
But Tokar... and Razor were the...
I have no idea what you're talking
about. When Diesel played Super Shredder after the building collapsed, and then Super Shredder came out...
And they fought him for like 10 seconds.
That was Kevin Nash. But the big bad guys, which was like... One was like a giant like turtle, and the other one was like a big furry thing.
I don't remember.
Oh, my God. How do you not know Tokar and Razor?
I don't know. Because you know why? Because the first Ninja Turtle was probably when I was like a little on the younger side, not the second one.
I saw that in the theater, and I'm like... 20 years younger than you.
Yeah, so I would have been 30 when this thing came out. So.
You wouldn't remember that?
I only saw... Wait, did I go to see Ninja Turtles in the theater? I just remember Turtle Power by Partners in Crime. That was a great song.
Turtle Power.
You don't remember Turtle Power? Fuck, I wish I had it in the sound, but I wish Dickhead was
well,
here.
You know that you had like Vanilla Ice, like Go Ninja, Go
no,
Ninja,
no, no,
Go.
No, that was the second. That was for... Notice how the sequels all had shitty songs? Like... The Addams Family had Whoomp There It Is for the
sequel. That was a big hit at the time.
No, no. Whoomp There It Is was. Whoomp The Addams Family There It Is. No, not at all.
I saw that movie in the theater. My brother was so upset because he wanted to go by himself with his friends, and he didn't want me. And my mom wouldn't let him go without supervision because he was still like maybe borderline middle schoolish.
Okay.
So we had to go with him.
Wait,
me and my mom.
Oh God, because
she
was so embarrassed.
She didn't want to disappoint him by him not going, and so Matt shows up. All our friends are like super happy to see him, and then they see me and my mom just show up behind him, and they're like, "Dude, what the fuck?" He's like, "There's nothing I can do about that, dude."
Oh, tough shit, buddy. Yeah. When I was a kid, it was the summer of eighth grade going into high school. Coming to America came out. My father drove a whole gaggle of us. It was me and a couple
gaggle.
Of my friends
Good
and
word.
My brother and a couple of his friends. And we all went to Secaucus. I hate when they call it Secaucus. Because they had like the big theaters out there, the big Lowe's theater.
Yeah.
So we went, my father got us the tickets because it was rated R. And we went to see Coming to America. And the first line of the movie is like, "The royal penis is clean, your highness," which was the fucking greatest thing for a bunch of kids. And I just remember my friend Mikey, who was my friend Andrea's little brother, was kicking the seat behind me. So I took his fucking shoe off. I reached, grabbed it, and I just hucked it at the screen.
Good for you.
And we're talking like 30 rows up. So now this poor slob had to go down the middle of the aisle, the sticky aisle, with his one shoe and one sock to go get his fucking shoe.
It's fucking great times.
We're so glad we didn't get thrown out, dude. It was amazing that my father would even get us tickets that we went to go see this movie as kids.
All right, so Tony, what do you take away from this week as, like, what was your, like, favorite? Was G1 and Le Greco the only thing you did this week?
Yeah, well, I mean, of course, I finally caught up on Mania yesterday. I didn't get to watch NXT, though. I did not get to see it. It's on the to-do list.
Oh,
but
bro.
You know what else I didn't get to see? I don't want to watch the Hall of Fame. Thing.
That's one thing that I have not watched.
But they had a condensed thing after Raw last night, and they were clever about it because they named it WWE Monday Night Raw Presents whatever, whatever. So my DVR picked it up, which was awesome. I didn't have to do anything special to get that show.
It was bizarre from what I didn't watch.
Bizarre!
I didn't watch the Hall of Fame either. But remember how we thought that no one was going to get inductors?
Yeah.
Some people did and some people didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it was a weird thing, too. Well, we'll talk about that in a second. But they didn't have it on a stage the way they usually do.
Yeah.
They had a ring with like three sets of ropes. There were ropes on three sides with a podium.
Which
was kind of weird because it even had like, all the wrestlers at ringside, but it still had like the barricades and everything.
No idea why they did it that way.
And it's weird because now like people are basically presenting to one side of the arena and the other side, they're just their backs to them.
That floored me more than it should have, but it made no sense to do it that way.
Well, and plus it was very stupid because
of what
Bret Hart and Natalya were up there accepting on behalf of the Hart Foundation.
Right.
And let's just call him Rasta Man runs out from the crowd and just takes both of them down. Like just like, you know, gives them a high waist and rolls with them.
Unbelievable.
But in fairness, as I watched it a couple of times, because on the network feed, I actually saw the part from the network feed. Bret just kind of looks over his shoulder, and as this guy hits him, the feed goes to black. So they jumped off it right away.
Right, there had to have been some sort of delay.
So there were also some cellies in the crowd and some other cameras that picked up everything. Security was right after this guy, but the one guy got hung up in the bottom rope, so he wasn't able to get to him soon enough.
Well, Ronda Rousey's boyfriend was one of the guys that jumped
yes.
in. Does he work security for WWE?
I don't know. I don't think he has any relationship with them other than he's Ronda's husband.
Because I'm thinking, like, I see the name Travis Brown.
Yeah.
I think that's his name.
Yeah, and rumor has it...
he got hurt during it.
Yeah, I think he bruised a rib.
Yeah, all right, yeah. But he
got in there. Davey Boy Smith Jr., who was there, got in there.
Dude, when Davey Boy Smith got in there, as soon as I saw him get in, I'm like, that guy's not surviving.
Now, I couldn't really see too many other people, but I did see Heath Slater got in there. Titus O'Neil was in there.
Rockstar Spud. The New Day.
And also, on the way out, the spot that everybody's talking about, as they're dragging this guy away, Dash Wilder just hauls off and knocks the guy out.
See, that's kind of... I was worried about that.
I am too, because that's already way after the fact.
But I agree with you. It was way after the fact, but at that point, you have no cops, you have no security. WWE, the wrestlers are the security still at that point.
Yes.
So, and also you can't really tell by the video, maybe this guy's still flailing around, maybe this guy's still trying to resist.
At the point Dash Wilder hit him, they were just dragging him out.
I don't know. That's so...
But here's the ultimate problem. WWE has a policy for a while now that talent should not get involved with anything extracurricular. Leave it to security. They don't want anybody getting involved. But you're talking about fucking Bret Hart.
And a female.
Yeah, and a woman who... And the guy has suffered concussions.
Stroke.
A stroke. You know,
cancer, I think, too.
Yeah, and he's a cancer survivor. So, like, even Bret Hart in this condition is still probably a pretty tough guy. But, you know what I'm saying? The guy fucking blindsided him and took him down.
Yeah.
There's not much you can do at that point.
No, I agree. I don't think that... I was worried that maybe if the guy said, like, hey, I wasn't doing anything anymore, this guy just punched me in the face, he might have a case. I don't think he does.
Yeah, but, I mean, what judge in Brooklyn is going to be like, you know, we were going to go after, you know, a wrestler for
protecting...
Exactly, for protecting the 61-year-old...
A senior citizen, essentially, for...
Yeah.
And his niece.
Yeah, exactly. You assaulted an old man and a woman? Are you crazy?
Yeah. And this guy may, and Dash Wilder could have been like, hey, listen, there was no security, there was no police yet. I had to do what I had to do to neutralize this threat. So I took a shot.
And they even did a couple of like little like, you know, throwbacks to the Hart Foundation. Didn't they say something in the interview during Mania where he was going to knock him out or something like that? Or
I don't remember, but he was wearing a Hart Foundation chalk line jacket.
Yeah, so
there
was that liner, and then they also used the Hart Attack on Raw during the tag match with Hawkins and Ryan.
Oh, I was so nervous they were going to lose that match.
Matter of fact, I think the women did. I was too, actually. I was too.
I was so scared.
I think Sasha and, oh no, Natty and what's her name did the Hart Attack as well during WrestleMania.
Beth
Phoenix, yeah. Nobody could do it like Bret and Anvil, though.
I mean, it's not that hard of a move, dude.
No, but Anvil, as powerful as he was, he would duck down with those squatty legs of his. I mean, he was the perfect setup guy for that move. And Bret always had a beautiful like hook and clothesline.
Oh, his hook and clothesline was...
Him and the Macho Man had... Macho Man, too, great hook and clotheslines. Yeah, Macho Man's was good. Macho Man's looked more like poetry, because when he after he hooked, it was a little bit of like a slow motion takedown.
But Bret's would always end with him like...
Sideways.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
And
I know what you
mean. Macho's was more aggressive and...
But Macho's just looked like so graceful, and Bret was just like decapitating. Yeah. It was so great. The heart attack was such a great move. It really was.
Back when you were a kid and you're watching that finishing, like all the moves are so basic back then, like the tag team finishers.
Yeah.
But you just were in awe of them. Like
spike pile drivers. Demolition decapitation.
All it is an elbow.
It's an elbow with the guy on his knee.
That's all it is. But it's essentially just an elbow.
But the spike pile driver was awesome, too.
Who did the spike pile driver?
It was...
Powers of Pain?
No, Blanchard and Anderson.
Oh, yeah, the Brainbusters, yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. Like, you just feel it. Like, man, not only a pile driver, but the dude's driving his boots down while he's doing it.
Dude, the Rockers, all it was two punches right to the head.
Two punches?
When they...
Oh, the double dive, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I was like, two punches.
Oh, God. And then, I don't even think Powers of Pain have like a finisher. It may have been like a
dude, probably the best tag team, one of the best. LOD.
Oh well, yeah.
Off the top, Dudley did 3D was such a great finishing move too.
But look how basic. Like the can you tell me right now off the top of your head what the Nasty Boys finish was?
Because
I can.
Well, there was the pit stop, which was the setup. What the hell was the Nasty Boys finish?
It's so weird.
What is it?
It's so basic and so like it was a running power slam. By Knobs, and then Sags, like a minute later, would hit an elbow.
Just a regular like running elbow,
or
just...
off the top rope.
Sags would go off the top.
Yeah.
Well, that was like Power and Glory.
It was one of them did one and one of them did the other.
Wait, Power and Glory was the power.
That was a great finish.
The
it was a superplex, but Paul Roma would jump off. Like, almost kind of while the superplex was happening.
Yeah.
And Paul Roma would hit the splash.
And Herc the Jerk would roll out of the way just as he was hitting him. See, this is why Power and Glory was such an underrated, underutilized, underused team.
100% agreed. And that finish was, like, the first time I looked at a tag team finish and was like, whoa.
It was such a great team. Such a great manager. Like, it was amazing.
Like Natural Disasters, what they had. They just did their individual finishes.
Well, yeah. Like Strikeforce did as well. It was either the Flying Jalapeno or the Boston Crab.
Okay. I don't remember them having an actual finish.
No,
but
not a double team.
It was probably that.
Not a double team. Yeah, Tito would either hit with the forearm or Martel would put him in the Boston Crab.
I mean, like Edge and Christian, I don't think had one. It would either be just one
just
of their
finishes. Just the concerto.
The concerto,
when they
would
use it, but...
But the Hardys would do the Twist of Fate into the Swanton.
Yes.
So, and New Age Outlaws didn't have one, I don't think.
I don't think they did. Did Billy Gunn use a power slam?
Well, he had the Famouser later.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, like, I don't think the New Age Outlaws ever actually had a finish.
No, probably not. And Dickie Doo is on his way in.
Yeah, man.
We ran into Lisa.
Yes, who got us this amazing bottle of Rebecca Creek Texas whiskey.
Sounds good to me.
Which we should do a shot of at some point. Maybe not tonight, but maybe next week or something.
We could take care of that.
Yeah.
We could do that whenever. Who else did we run into? I'm trying to think of who else we saw. Was that it? No, you saw a lot of people. I mean, you worked tons of shows over the week.
Oh, I mean, I saw all the Kruski at
Matt happened to run into LSG while the G1 was going on, which was kind of cool.
Oh, I was there too.
Oh, you ran into him too?
Did I, Matt?
No, I don't think you did.
No, I did not.
I don't think you did. Matt's not here yet.
I'm confusing this with an Instagram post.
Oh, that's fine.
All right.
It's okay to be confused.
I'm very confused.
But yeah, I mean, we all heard about Bret Hart's little incident while we were at G1, while there was another incident going on during the conclusion of the Fatal 4-Way winner-take-all tag title match.
Yeah.
And
how you doing?
Apparently, Bully Ray was not informed that anything was going to happen.
I don't believe that for a second.
All right, well, here's what we do know. Enzo and Cass showed up at the end of the match, and they attacked the Briscoes. Who won that? The Gorillas of Destiny won?
I have no idea.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Hey, Matt, the Gorillas of Destiny won, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was the Gorillas of Destiny.
Yep.
PCO, by the way, is a maniac.
He got unbelievable.
He came out on an electric chair, and he was getting shocked by a car battery. That was his entrance. That was so great. The motherfucker gets power bombed by the Gorillas of Destiny over the top to the floor. And as he's down, people think he's dead. He sits up like the Undertaker and he's laughing.
Oh,
he's a maniac.
I worry about him though.
I do too, but you know something? That was such a great moment for me.
Hey, Shining Wizards Matsky.
Kevin's angling for some booze.
Yeah. My man, Pots and Pans.
Jesus. So Enzo and Cass. So here's what we do know. We know the commentary team didn't pay it any mind because they just kept focusing on commentary.
How do we know that? We were there. How do we know that? We were there.
It was on the screen, dude.
How do we know what the commentary team said? Did you go back and watch it?
I read that they completely deadpanned it. But we also saw that they weren't focusing on it. There was not one camera on any bit of that situation. Not one. Bully Ray came out, and he was really beating the shit out of fucking Enzo.
Yeah, I don't
He was swinging. He was laying him in.
I ain't buying it.
He was laying him in.
Yeah, I believe that he was laying him in, but they were probably like, hey, hit me.
No,
make it look real.
If you watch the video, at one point he actually backs off of Cass, and then he kind of just leaves it alone, and Cass goes back to work in one of the Briscoes.
I like it.
I will definitely wait and see on that. I'm not a fan of that. I don't know if that does any good for Ring of Honor.
I'm not the biggest Enzo guy, but he put himself in some bad situations. But, I mean, at what point is enough enough? And, hey, a guy deserves a second chance.
Yeah, but don't forget, Enzo's also the guy who was showing up on Raw doing stupidity in the fucking front row getting taken down by security. You know what I'm saying? Like, it already reeks of him going into business for himself. And then it's like, oh, they're doing the same shit in Ring of Honor now. And it's like, kind of like, really? I don't think the crowd was really that into it. I think they were more pissed off than anything.
Well, I couldn't even tell who it was the entire time. Like, I had no clue.
You couldn't tell that big fucking yellow stalk of hair that he had?
I don't even remember if
Kevin couldn't tell because he was going to get a beer.
That's probably what it was.
No, it is. It's 100% what it is.
Huh. Hello. You go. Hey.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Guys, ladies and gentlemen, Shining Wizards Matt has joined us live on the Rant, rantingradio.com.
Well.
You sound terrible.
Do I?
Did you get a haircut?
I did. I got them all cut. I got them Saturday, Kev.
Huh?
Yeah, he got it Saturday before the show. Remember? Told us.
I do. Wow. Everything about it.
Why'd you ask?
Because it looks fresh.
He's getting a beer.
I just want you listeners out there to know.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
If you're listening to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, you should thank your lucky stars. Because whatever fucking garbage is on the rant before this show comes on, holy shit,
don't care.
No. This is a compliment.
Oh, God.
To who?
To us.
Oh.
Because that shit sounds like it's recorded in a fucking tin can. It's fucking awful.
Man.
Did you do research before we joined the rant? If you listen to the rant, you should 100% be listening to the Shining Wizards because your ears will thank you.
Yeah, I'll take that.
It's fucking 100 people talking at once. You can't understand anything.
Who is it? What show is
it? I have no idea. I don't know anything that's on the rant besides us.
Oh, Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Oh, there we go. I forgot about them.
Yeah. Forgot about Dre.
I'm afraid to talk about Phil now that Matt's here because Matt's going to fucking lose his mind.
Well, I saw Phil on Saturday. He was in good spirits. He was doing well.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks will be celebrating their 300th episode this Friday.
As soon as you come in, he goes into...
really? He's not going to go back to shitting all over me like he did when the show started?
No, I'm done.
I've
been done for about 25 minutes.
Because you're here now.
No, I'm done shitting on you.
The dominant presence you create.
Oh, I don't
Hey, did you learn how to unclog a fucking...
shower drain?
I mean, I didn't learn. I think I would know, but I'm kind of happy that you did.
Yeah, it was good times.
Sorry, I keep fucking with the fussing with the mic. Yeah, I did right. stop yeah. at the liquor store to get some Twisted Teas. So
my
I
man.
Missed a couple minutes of the show, so I don't want to repeat anything that you guys.
You probably wouldn't even if you tried.
Had already talked about. How's well, everyone today?
Well, fine. We were just covering G1 for a little bit. We were just switching over from talking about Bret Hart.
Games. Were you heartbroken with? Let's talk about the Tanahashi show.
I was upset. Oh, do you want to go down the whole card? You might as well start from the beginning.
I mean, we don't have to go over the whole card.
Well, highlight of the Royal Rumble thing, Great Muta made it a surprise appearance.
Yeah.
And we got fucked out of seeing Muta versus Liger because of that stupid cocksucker Kenny King getting involved. That shit was way too long and fucking dead in some
spot. Yeah,
but
that's what they do. That's a pre-show.
Can right? I ask you a question?
Sure.
What the fuck is Cheeseburger?
He's a guy.
He's a man.
Dude, he's no man. He's like a 14-year-old kid.
He's a cheeseburger.
No, he's not a cheeseburger. He looks like a fucking hot dog, and that's no offense to the fucking hot dog Starks, whatever his name is.
Was that your first time ever seeing Cheeseburger?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Like, you got to remember, Kev.
I thought you were a savant of Japanese wrestling.
Yeah. Cheeseburger's not Japanese.
Yeah but he's black, over there all the time.
But he spends a lot of time on the pre-show, and I don't think Tony's watching the pre-show.
Colt Cabana made an appearance, which was cool. He took Yano's place.
Yep.
That was cool.
Look at this guy spitting knowledge.
He's the only one. Highlights. Come on. Let's talk about G1. Come on. Fucking Kota Ibushi, the Golden Lover. My man. That was probably my match of the night. I love that match. I probably put that over the main event because fuck Jay White. I'm glad he lost. But that was a pretty good match, too, except for all the stalling and shit at the beginning. Okada doing his Rainmaker pose and shit, and they zoomed out.
That was great.
The three-way for the Ring of Honor title, I'm annoyed that I didn't get my pick right. I thought it was Marty Scurll's night. But I agree with Matt, who was saying he was happy for Matt Taven. Uh-huh. That was a cool match.
I can't tell you the last time I popped so hard when Dalton Castle lost in like 6 seconds.
Oh, Roosh pushed his shit in, and it was so great. After his dumb entrance with the fucking boys carrying him and shit.
And we all picked Roosh, correct?
Of course.
Yes. We did all pick Roosh.
Roosh. That was a great moment.
How'd you feel about Kelly Klein winning?
I was just going to get into that. It's a good moment for her. I don't know if she was ready to be in this situation. I just don't.
I mean, it's not her first time in this situation.
But... it's not, or it is?
No, it's not. I mean, she's a former champ.
No, championship, fine. The significance of working a major show at Madison Square Garden, I think she was a little bit too much of the butterflies.
But who else? She's the only one that's in that kind of program right now, so you had to put her in there.
She was in a little bit of slow motion. She kind of was.
I mean, it's the Garden.
I get it. I don't know if she was ready for that spot. However,
nothing pales
my man.
In comparison to the fact that these idiots from Beautiful People came out.
They're from the Allure. So.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Good. That's Is that like a faction. Makeup company? That was dog shit and a half. People were fucking commenting on it. They were like, the crowd shit on this. Yes, we did. Yes, we did. It was bad. It was really bad. Did you like it?
I don't disagree.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I'm trying to remember.
I think it was worse than the Enzo Cass thing.
I didn't hate it because I like Mandy Leon.
You like her so much you don't know her fucking name.
Well, I don't know if it's Leon or Leon.
Leon. She is from Spain, Leon.
I just think that doing that at the Garden, I get it.
No.
But no. I think you need to pick your spots, and I don't think...
No.
At the Garden was the place to do that.
It seemed like New Japan came to WOW and Ring of Honor was like, let's just take it up a notch from what we usually do. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you have to.
Like, Ring of Honor wasn't bad, but New Japan was just on another level. Jeff Cobb, the opening match, that was a great match. That was a great way to open the show.
It's Jeff Cobb, Will Ospreay.
Fucking Pineapple Hula Hula Man.
Pineapple love that Hula guy. Hula Man.
What did I call him? Hula Hula the Pineapple Man. He was fucking great.
Just so anyone out there is curious how long Tony actually made it, He was really well behaved until right before the Jay White Okada match.
Jay White is stupid. I hate his face. I hate his face. You know what?
Are you the one that said he's got John Tenta's nose?
Yes.
And then the fucking Uber wrestling nerd in front of us was like, there's no way he has John Tenta's nose.
Oh, fuck that guy too. Mr. fucking know it all from Japanese wrestling school.
Oh, boy.
Probably still goes home and fucking plays Japanese wrestling games on his fucking Xbox. Yeah, Jay White, the beginning of the match, I could have done without all the stalling and shit. It was perfectly acceptable, but Okada was off the hook. I'm telling you, that fucking, that Golden Lover match with that fucking cocky son of a bitch who wouldn't fucking lock up.
Naito.
Yeah, Naito!
And Dragon Lee, he took the junior heavyweight championship.
I was surprised at that. I was surprised that Tanahashi lost to Zack Sabre.
You know we all picked Sabre to win that.
I didn't. Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Wait, did I?
It was for the British Championship.
Did I pick? I didn't pick him.
You
oh
didn't
fuck!
Pick
I did
Tanahashi.
Pick Zack Sabre. Fuck. Well,
no, we all won.
I'm still pissed that he lost.
And you didn't fucking do the thing I wanted you to do,
Tony. I think. Go ahead. What?
What
was it?
Where you just walk up to people and talk to them about Japanese wrestling and mispronounce everyone's fucking name?
That would have been gold.
And 100% we should have got our picture with Nakamura. Did you talk about that?
No, we didn't. One of the people that we
GAMA!
So we were at Pensy, the outside food court, and there was a dude dressed like Nakamura, head shaved. He looked like Nakamura plus 20 pounds. He looked
give or take.
He looked pretty damn close to being actually Nakamura.
No, he looked just like him.
So dude looks at me and I do the squat with my hands and I go, come on. And the fucker no-sold me. Like, he didn't even stop looking at me. He just like didn't react.
You got to pay for that gimmick, brother.
I'm sure you're not the first one that did it to
no,
him.
No, he took pictures with hundreds of people.
Yeah, we should have taken a picture with him.
Hundreds, dude. He was,
hundreds.
Yes, they were bothering him nonstop.
Hundreds.
Yes.
All right.
Tony was he's clocking them.
He's
well,
counting.
It was either that or trying to convince Matt that we should have go and sat with the lesbian couple that was a couple tables away from us.
By the time I came back with the pretzels, they were gone.
No, not that couple. Not that lesbian couple. The older lesbian couple.
Yeah.
By the time
I came back with the pretzels, they were gone.
For real?
For real.
We had the United Nations next to us.
Yeah, like and then there was like the fucking people just like sat next to them.
Oh my God, I forgot about that fat dude. He just So... These three girls show up.
Was I at Penn Station at this point?
You may have gone down to Penn Station. Yes.
So there was like
cheap beer.
There was like an Asian girl, like definitely an African girl, because the way she spoke, and there was a white girl, and they all sat down. They all had their suitcases, and they're so dainty. They're opening up their suitcases.
This is not like
they're
a
taking
joke.
Their sweatshirts
There's no punchline here.
Out. No, there is a punchline. So they're sitting at like the table on the end of this bench, right? And
like
then
the corner,
like, leg on bench.
But it's not like an in corner. It's an out corner. So there's like a point that sticks out.
Ooh, that's
and there's
dangerous.
Another. There's like a couple or something sitting on the table next to them. This fat dude comes over, and he literally plops himself on top of this poor little Asian girl.
Plop.
And I don't know what he was sucking down, but it was all over his face, all over his fingers. I'm like, you fucking slob, look at you.
I think I know the Asian girl of which you speak, and she was kind of hot.
They were all hot, dude. Yeah. That African chick, she had some big fucking cans, dude. Oh,
nice, Tony, nice. Tony. Get some.
Get
some, boy.
I can look. You know.
That's right, look, but don't touch.
I bet you chocolate milk comes out of
it. Did you talk about how...
Kevin Gill showed up.
Dave LaGreca gave a chocolate bar to an 11-year-old and said he was giving her sexual chocolate.
We
no,
did not.
He gave
I was hoping that would not come up.
He
Why? He said it in an open public forum. You drunk creep.
Well,
him, not me.
Yes, him.
Yeah.
Why did you do that too?
No,
we
I did
weren't
not.
Looking.
No. Yeah, that was awkward. And then we did talk about how he mentioned. That it for everyone to eat his
wife's wet yeah
a wet
I,
soft pierogi.
I was listening. I was sitting in traffic.
They were delicious, by the way.
They were. I had one too.
I did not.
You missed out. G1 overall, I thought was awesome though. I had a great time.
Awesome. Even the Bully Ray thing, the 3-on-3.
Oh yeah, that was fun with Flippy Doo.
Flip,
my man.
Wearing his hat right now.
Yeah, I had fun. I said Phil's brother. I know you guys put him over before. He's a great kid. He hung out with us. KG.
Yeah.
It was a great surprise.
Kevin
I would
Grifo
never
was great.
I would never bring a surprise that would make everybody miserable. I'd like to think you guys think better of me, but
I had
whatever.
No idea. I had no clue.
And
what
he
to
brought
expect.
A nice,
I thought better of you.
A nice lady friend, and she was awesome. She was into the wrestling, which is like finding a fucking unicorn. We ran into Lisa on our way there and on the way out. You know, she's got a new favorite podcast. So
yeah, Lisa, we got to talk about this, by the way.
But that looks like a very fancy bottle of whiskey.
I'm excited to try it.
Yeah, we'll fire some shots after the break. Tony was great. Tony had people laughing. The fucking guy next to me was laughing at all his fucking stupid joke. He made an Ibushi joke about his wife is a bushy. And the guy was fucking laughing. I was like, please don't encourage him.
You see, that's your fault. Whenever somebody's on a roll, dude, just let him roll with it.
I had to sit next to you. I wasn't letting somebody laugh at you and then you get on a roll because you don't know when to pump the brakes. And before you know it, you're walking up to us and go, ah, look at all these zipper heads like Phil Wright.
No.
That's all Phil. Fuck you
Wait,
guys.
It was Phil. When we're at Penzi's?
Yes. And that's when you were like,
I had to walk away. I had to walk away.
Please, you were walking
that.
To the bar for another drink anyway.
No,
you just needed an excuse.
I probably went to the head, but I heard it. I was like, you gotta be kidding!
Fucking
me.
No filter, Phil.
No, that's
holy
how Phil
shit,
rolls, dude. I had dinner with him one time at IHOP, and it was the same thing for the entire dinner.
What kind of fucking white trash piece of shit has dinner at fucking IHOP?
It was before
fucking degenerate.
Would you get a steak at the IHOP?
No, I got pancakes.
All right,
good pancakes. I like them pancakes.
All right, I guess so. Do you have pancakes for dinner?
Yeah, I'll have pancakes for dinner. I don't give a fuck.
I can appreciate that.
Go to the fucking Versailles Diner and get the fucking truck stop breakfast, whatever it's called.
No more Versailles Diner, buddy.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, it's called the West Essex Diner now.
Do you remember that time we all went back to your dad's house and I threw the sausage on your front lawn?
Yep. Yep. I took it in the car. My car smelled like a fucking breakfast sausage for like 3 weeks. You fucking jerk off.
At least your car doesn't smell like Axe body spray.
It's not a bad smell.
No, it's not bad, but...
Dude, when we were fucking... We get to the fucking, Newport, Pavonia.
No, Grove Street.
Grove Street.
And we're over here!
I go, oh, Kevin left his coat in your car. And Tony goes, I hope he has his fucking keys. And we just started fucking laughing.
Wouldn't be the first time Kevin slept on the lawn.
Tony was like... He had to break in again. And then Tony was like, you gotta text him. Thankfully, you had your keys.
Yeah.
It was a good time, though.
And I would have been able to get into the house this time.
Fucking late night. Not as late as if you went to WrestleMania.
Well, yeah. Lots of problems with the public transportation.
Holy shit.
Word is, no one let New Jersey Transit know that they were going to run till like 12:30. So they didn't make any accommodations to have extra trains or extra service roll past 1 o'clock.
Well, you really can't because New Jersey Transit's like a union. So you can't really run. You can't have people work past a certain time.
No, you can if you put in for it and you set it up. Look.
Did you read the article on NJ12 where the New Jersey Transit spokesperson said the WWE told them that the show would be over by 10:30? So they ran trains and staff.
They ran trains?
Yeah. Yeah, they ran trains.
Come
ran
on, trains. Train. Woo, woo.
Like the show is going to be over at 10:30, and apparently no one. I mean,
could you imagine
if you live in New Jersey and you take New Jersey Transit, which I know of a bunch of our listeners do? It's fucking garbage all the time. So this is just another example of New Jersey Transit being fucking garbage.
I've never had a bad experience on New Jersey.
But you take it like you don't take it during rush hour, do you? Like you're going into the city.
Yeah, he really doesn't.
I'm going the opposite way. I'm going into the city when people are coming out of the city.
So like the authors of pain. I know from their Facebook.
Love that's sticking.
I know from their Facebook, like.
You're welcome.
Like, posts.
That's
like,
that was mine, dude.
Shut up. No, it's not.
We can argue about this later.
I know, but.
Their Facebook posts, they can constantly have problems with New Jersey Transit canceling trains and not telling anybody, changing the schedule. Like, it's just fucking par for the course.
Yeah, it sucks in the morning. It really sucks. Even just taking the PATH train. It's like roulette. If you don't get on the train that's there, you might not get on a train.
That would fucking...
You have to shoehorn yourself.
That's why I have
train.
To drive everywhere.
I made out great, by the way, getting on the subway yesterday.
Oh, yeah? You jumped right on the PATH?
Right on the PATH.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Kevin had to come down to the old Jersey City pop-up to pick up them tickets.
Yeah, I ran into Titus O'Neil was there. Carmella was there.
Nice.
So we got to hang and have some pizza at Matt's restaurant.
There you go.
That's cool. Did she bring her fallopian tube trophy with her?
Yeah, she did.
Did you guys notice that, too?
Yeah, we noticed it last year.
Oh, all right.
You guys want to talk a little this and that about NXT for a bit?
Yeah, let's talk a little this and that about NXT.
The only thing I saw was Warbeard Hansen doing that flippy-doo shit off the top, taking everybody out during the tag title match. They're sick motherfuckers, dude. They impress the shit out of me on a daily basis.
They're a really good team.
I would have to say this may be the best NXT takeover they've done.
Really?
Dude, top to bottom, there wasn't a bat, like not even a sniff. Even fucking I wave my hair back and forth. Her match was good. Respect to her.
Tony.
Give her the respect that's needed.
Hey, Tony. I agree. No, dude. Totally 100% agree. It's just so hard because every NXT TakeOver is so fucking good.
Yeah, but have any of them been as stacked? I could have given you this one right here. Saved your trip.
No, I wanted to save your alcoholism.
Oh, my alcohol. I have an
Matt, alcohol. We've been worried about you.
Like, all right.
We're really starting to be
concerned.
Hey,
can you hear that swallow, by the way?
Yeah, I can hear you swallow. It's gross.
Kumquat.
I gotta play that back. Kumquats.
Kumquats. Coming.
I got kumquats in my throat.
Johnny Gargano, Adam Cole, 2 out of 3 falls was fucking amazing.
Yeah, fuck Johnny Gargano.
What do you mean?
Because fucking Adam Cole, baby, should have won.
They already started teasing that dissension with the...
You called that last week, didn't you?
Undisputed Era. I was very surprised to see Tommaso Ciampa there.
Ciampa.
Which was nice, though.
It's just weird. Like, they like each other again now.
I feel like it was just the moment.
It's that love-hate, man. Because then Tommaso Ciampa tweeted a picture of them, and he was like, since day one, DIY, do it yourself, one of these guys is the real champion.
Oh.
Kind of being a dick.
So it's...
What if they do, like, the Shawn Michaels Razor Ramon gimmick again, where Ciampa comes back with the championship?
Or Ciampa just makes sure Gargano is the champion until he can get back in the ring.
Oh, like a Macho Man, Ricky Steamboat kind of thing, where he cost Hercules his title shot on Saturday's main event.
Maybe.
Oh, mama.
You never know. War Raiders, Ricochet, and Aleister Black was awesome. Pete Dunne versus Walter was everything.
Amazing.
Everything you expected out of it.
Yeah, and I noticed some people were selling Pete Dunne short. Like, he's not a fucking heavyweight. He shouldn't, like, you know, he's a small guy, this and that. He's fucking amazing. He's been amazing for 2 years. I don't know who's talking shit about the guy.
Everyone's always going to have a problem with something.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Even
the guy deserves a ton of credit for carrying NXT UK.
He did a fucking amazing. I thought if there was one person that was going to take the title off of Pete Dunne, it was Walter.
Oh, it would have to be. Who else would it have been?
I don't think there's anybody else.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Velveteen and Riddle was awesome.
Yeah, poor fucking Matt Riddle.
Why poor Matt Riddle?
Because he lost. Cheapo shit.
Yeah, you want to know what that makes him?
It makes him a fucking loser. Can't say that about my boy.
Oh, now he's your boy?
He's always been my
boy. He's
bro.
Matt's boy.
No, that was... Oh, God. One day I will redeem myself.
What?
When's your birthday?
Oh, you really want to get into this now?
I actually kind of do.
Because I'm pretty sure it's like within the next 4 days.
Is it before mine?
Yes. It's this week.
Can we talk about this during the commercial break?
No.
Is your fucking birthday today? You motherfucker.
No, I don't want to embarrass you guys. We should talk about this during the break.
Is your birthday today?
No.
Oh, okay. Did we miss it?
We did his birthday celebration a year ago today, so.
Facebook's been crazy. I can't get, like, the birthday notifications anymore.
Well.
While what?
Nothing. Can we finish NXT talk and talk about
no,
it? Sure.
Okay.
Shayna Baszler retained in the four-way, in a great four-way. There was never, like... Like, the roller coaster went up, and it just kept going. There was never, like, peaks and valleys. It was a fucking awesome dynamite show.
Dynamite!
They introduced, holy shit. The time splitter.
Oh,
why am I
No.
No.
God.
The other guy.
Ibushi. Kota Ibushi.
Yes.
Right?
No. Is it Kota the Golden Lover?
Fuck.
No, I know. This is so tough. Fucking the time splitter.
It's not tough. Kushida.
Kushida.
There we go.
Kushida.
They introduced Kushida.
Tony, you got to be on top of this.
So, and
it's not Japanese wrestling anymore, Kevin.
Hey, give me some of the musics.
What music?
The picks.
Oh, you want to do picks now?
I'm going to go over the NXT and G1 supercard before we get into WrestleMania.
All right. It's nice. Time for part one of the Shining Wizards pay-per-view pick extravaganza. Ah! The results show.
So post NXT, Kevin and Tony were 24-11. I was 23-12.
Ooh.
Kevin stormed through TakeOver with a 4-1 record.
Fuck, I can't lower this. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're good. Stupid. It's good. Kevin went 4-1 during TakeOver. Tony went 3-2.
You know that's right.
Because he took Riddle, and then we both took Cole.
And which one did you not take? You took the Pirate.
I took not the Pirate. Io Shirai.
We both
not
took
Kevin.
We both
not
took Io Shirai.
Took Io Shirai. And then, man, I had a fucking abysmal fucking week, too. At the G1 Supercard, Kevin and Tony both went 7-3.
Woo!
Ooh!
And I came in with a shitty 6-4.
That's not
shitty.
That's
not bad. It's a
That's
win.
Rough. We all lost the Ishimori match. Kevin skated with the Gorillas of Destiny.
Skated. Yeah, I blew that. We both blew that.
We all lost the Taven match, and then Kevin lost Jay White.
Wait, I thought you had Taven.
No.
We both took Marty Scurll.
I took Marty Scurll. And then I lost
the
fucking...
I didn't think they were going to put it on Taven during that show.
I lost a shitty Bully Ray match. Fucking... As soon as Flip came out, I leaned over. I'm like, can I change my pick? You both no-sold me, you motherfuckers.
And I was like, no, I'm talking to a girl.
She was sitting with us at that point, right?
I guess. I don't know. I have no clue.
So what's the standings right now before the... before
well, I don't have post. I don't have before Mania.
Okay, so then Kevin's still one up on me, and I'm still one up... Oh, no, I'm... No, and then I'm two up on you.
He probably fell... Right? He fell back a match then.
Yeah, hey, I'm back a match.
So you're
back
still
two
up
matches.
On me? You're up on me by one. I'm up on Matt by two, right?
Yes.
Yeah, something like that.
So that means I'm up on three by Matt, then, yes. Correct, if you will.
Yes. So it was not a good, not a strong weekend for Matt.
Dude, it's tough, man. You still went, 6-4. We went 7-3. That's only one match.
Yeah, and you know, the only reason Kevin's really ahead is because of the NXT match. You know, he had a better night than we both.
I think
did.
The Gorillas of Destiny match kind of put me over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Gorillas of Destiny really helped. Well,
it's just kind of weird that they gave PCO and Brody King the titles for just like, what, a week or two, a couple of weeks? No.
I mean, you have to tell the story. They also put the six-man tag titles on the Villain Enterprises, so.
Yeah.
So I think they're evolving that. And they have a show coming up this Sunday, the Ring of Honor Masters of the Craft, where it's the Kingdom against Villain Enterprises. So.
Is that a pay-per-view?
It's one of the Honor Club shows. It's not necessarily a pay-per-view.
So we're not picking it.
We're not picking it, no. Okay. No.
I'm a fucking Ring of Honor expert, that's why.
Kevin, what do they say?
Back after... This.
Nice. We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com, click on your country's banner, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. And the more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember... It's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message. Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew. Because we're up all night.
Too sweet.
No. It's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B Plus Player Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike from The Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or The Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. We'll see you there.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back.
join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese Man of War Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Hey, this is Danny Moff.
This is Sean Donovan.
And we are sent to slaughter.
If you don't listen to the Shining Wizards podcast,
you'll be put on notice!
We want to take this time to thank those that support us, our Patreons. If you want to become a Patreon supporter, go over to patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And for as little as $1 a month, you can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. And that $1 goes a long way for us. It helps us buy new equipment, helps us pay for our website stuff. No, I'm good, Kevin. Thank you. It helps us pay for t-shirts, all that good stuff. You really don't realize how much money you actually spend on a podcast until you actually do one. So, we want to take the time to thank our Patreon supporters. I don't know why I said supporters like that. Of course, the authors of Pain, Anthony Russinello and Danny Russinello. Danny, we missed you at the G1 Classic.
We missed you.
Supercard, whatever the fuck it was called.
We missed you.
Cindy Ardone, Dark Helmet himself, Ryan Arthur, Kathy Humma. Surprisingly, I didn't see on Saturday.
I'm
don't
surprised
even know if she went,
was all over the place.
Mr. Kratzo over there. Mike Martinelli.
Mike!
Sean Calejo.
Hello!
Mr. Sean Toe.
Big Toe.
And from Radioactive Metal, our favorite metalhead, William Mercer Jr.
Lives are gonna be in William Mercer's hands. You know what I mean?
He's not gonna be afraid.
So those are our Patreons. Go over to patreon.com/wizardspodcast for as little as $1 a month. We will mention you on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. You'll get a weekly email about questions for the show. And the more money you donate, the more fun stuff you get. You get your own website address at wizardspodcast.com.
Well,
you
can put, email.
Oh, email. I'm sorry. You can put a banner. A banner, on our website. It can say whatever you want it to say. It's got to be in good taste.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can say no if you want to put, like...
Yeah, Hummer Matt busted my balls on
Matt
one
blows
them.
A goat or something, or Matt's got a small pecker, you know. That's, unless that's my just, wife pays for that.
That's only on ShiningWizards.com anyway.
Oh, so okay.
So classy. So classy.
I'm going to take a picture proof. Before we do these shots. So I'm going to put it on the Twitter machine.
All right, take a picture.
It's going to tag the Lisa in it.
The Lisa.
Which was...
Should I move my eyeglasses so
that... No. Let people know that you're an old fuck and you can't see for shit. Tony forgot his glasses Saturday. Holy baloney.
Come on. I did fine.
Well, no, but you were making a big to-do about we got to stop and get readers or cheaters.
Well, I assumed that we were going to go to a bar, sit down, have something to eat. I didn't think we were going to be, like, you know, just hoofing it and eating dirty water dogs or whatever.
No, Kevin ate dirty water
dogs.
Yeah.
I was telling Kevin that buffalo chicken sandwich was pretty damn tasty.
Look, those fucking four tacos I crushed were awesome.
Four?
I was starving.
You slob. And then you wash it down with a pretzel and mustard?
Yeah, I was hungry, and I needed a base because I was drinking, bro.
Base.
My
man. How low can you go?
What?
Death row.
What a brother. No. Once again, back is the incredible Rhyme Edible.
Tony, put on SmackDown.
Yes, sir, sir. Anything else I can do for you, Kevin, sir?
Yeah, you give me that shot.
Fucking A, dude.
Oh, just really?
Wow,
no fade. Just straight cut.
Just stop.
I have to. I got to stop everything. Kevin want me to put the TV on.
Yes, Messa.
Oh, my God. Turn my mic on.
Did you hear Roman Reigns on him?
Roman Reigns. No, but I heard it wasn't awful.
No, he was on for like an hour. On Friday?
It was probably just Montz feeding
Francesca
questions.
Was he talking about his new tag team partner, Lou?
Okay.
No, he wasn't. Don't do it, Tony.
Come on.
Don't do it.
Come on.
Okay.
Ball's rolling toward the pins.
Don't.
Okay.
And in the gutter.
So, who are you fighting this week?
Asshole.
You're a good guy.
This Drew McIntyre, what kind of fight are you in for?
What are you, a boxer?
Oh, we're doing Mike Francesa impressions?
They're bad. My Francesa's bad.
At first, I thought you were doing Dave LaGreca. I'm like, what? No.
Dave LeGrec is all the way up here. He's like a weird register.
He's got a scratchy, high-pitched voice, which is like a weird combination.
Matt, who are we talking about that sounds exactly like Dave LaGreca in like a commercial or something? It was like
somebody on ESPN.
Oh, the gamble guy.
Yes.
Who does Brian? The guy who he's from Vegas and he does all the gambling tips.
Yes.
Sounds exactly like Dave.
He really does.
Yeah. So you literally close your eyes and you think Dave LaGreca is on the Michael Kay show.
If I close my eyes forever.
I hate that song.
I close my
eyes. That song is so depressing.
Which one? Ozzy and Lita?
Only yeah. For the moment. That song is even worse, dude.
Dust
stop.
In the Wind.
Dust in the Wind. I want to kill myself when I hear that.
Really?
That's so depressing.
Dream.
You know what Dust in the Wind is?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking depressing. What song really like gets you like emotional? Like
what
sad?
Song really yeah. gets me emotional?
Like what song gets you like
Tears
sad?
In Heaven, Eric Clapton.
Really?
Yeah.
Any particular tie-in?
Oh, I mean it's really personal.
Okay. Well, I'm all right, yeah. Fine. You?
Oh boy, jeez. It's a tough one. I'd have to Alley Cat.
Alley Cat?
Yes, it would Alley Cat by fucking Elton John, Honky Cat.
I was about to say, Alley Cat sounds that, like a Stevie Ray Vaughan song.
Alley Cat? Is that like
Pintan Alley? Pintan Alley? No, there's no Alley Cat.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't
he
know.
He stuttered, and we had to
and
go with the joke.
And you're making fun of me.
Yeah. Take a shot!
All right, let's are do we? Some shots before we talk about WrestleMania 35.
Yes, Redsomania.
The grandest stage of them all. What's your touching song?
For some reason, and I don't know why, ever since I was a kid, fucking REO Speedwagons Can't Fight This Feeling.
Really?
I fucking cry like a pussy when I hear that song.
Really?
I hear the opening piano, and I'm just like, no,
play
no,
it, play
no.
it, play it.
Don't you fucking dare. Come on, we're doing shots.
Living Years by Mike and the Mechanics.
That's
there we
a
go.
Rough one.
I don't even know that one. You
that's
can play
a
that
rough
one.
One.
Don't,
I don't know
you
that
don't
want to
hear that one. That's a rough
that's,
one.
Yeah, it's really rough, dude.
It's about him not having a relationship with his father and then not being able to say goodbye to him when he dies. Give me the most full shot.
I'm the one that's furthest away. Well, figured to save you a trip for a second one.
All right, here's to WrestleMania 36.
What? Happy
we're on the road.
To me.
Oh yeah, happy
to Tony.
Happy belated birthday to Tony.
Yes, we did do a birthday.
Fucking 6 days ago, you dickhead.
Four. Oh, mom.
Lisa's trying to fucking poison us.
Oh. I hope this. I hope Rebecca's Creek doesn't taste like this.
As Texas Rebecca was
more like Rebecca's crack.
Oh hi-oh! Boy.
That's actually really good.
Good God, Lisa.
That's good.
That's good whiskey. You should donate $1 to Patreon. Oh, God.
No, that's probably like a $30 bottle of whiskey right there.
Oh, God.
It's not helping us pay for expense.
It's helping us pay to... I don't know. Nothing. That is delicious.
Oh, right. That'll wake you right up.
Now it's party time.
Your kids, you give that to your kid, his sore throat's gone.
Why do you want to ply my child with booze? You're the first one making fun of Dave LaGreca giving a horny candy out.
No, they say
you
give whiskey, you'll clear up the throat problems.
It's for teeth.
I thought that was
you have a
Guinness.
Toothache. For penis?
No, Guinness.
Oh, say,
no, whiskey's for teeth. Helps a sore tooth.
Oh. All right, fuck it. Give it to your kid anyway. All right. So, let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Kevin?
No. WrestleMania 35.
That's right.
I don't give a shit what anybody says. It's too fucking long.
I think
I'm
everybody's
sorry.
In agreement that it is too long.
And there's so much bullshit filler. That's my only complaint. The fucking nonsensical commercials. Actual commercials for shit that... Who gives a fuck? I get it. It's WrestleMania. They gotta set up the stage. They gotta do this. The fucking dance party. How about you
dance
into
party,
a fucking front of a train,
that.
Okay? It's fucking dumb.
They
should dumb
shit. In that. There's a lot of stuff that on the fly, you got to make a decision to go, nope, we're canceling this.
I think you just kind of want, I mean, Carmella was already on the show. I think they just kind of wanted to get truth out there.
Stop with the, it's WrestleMania and we have to see everyone bullshit.
Well,
that's what it was. You saw everyone.
I know. It's fucking bullshit. Scott Hall and Kevin Nash.
I
fucking
like
doctors.
That.
It's
yeah, but you don't need that on a 7 or 8 hour show. You
cheese
know?
Dick bullshit. No one gives a shit about the fucking Saturday Night Live hosts.
Yeah, that's another waste of time.
No one.
A 2 hour pre show.
It's embarrassing.
A pay per view that runs well past midnight. It's ridiculous. I must say, though, the Charlotte Flair entrance on the helicopter was pretty fucking neat.
Sure. I'm not against the entrances.
It's a throwback to Ric Flair coming in for, what was it, Starrcade 85? I think it was. That was pretty cool.
Great American Bash.
Was it Great American Bash?
It's outside.
Oh, that's right. Was it? Yeah, you're right. You're right.
As in terms of the quality of the matches, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Long, so long.
Yeah, they could have shaved a little bit here and a little bit there.
My only complaint with that was the Triple H Batista match was insanely long.
Well, that's your par for the course Triple H, you know, match. Right. That's what he do.
How about fucking Batista falling, getting in the ring? Poor fucking guy.
Poor fucking guy. Fuck him.
What do you mean, fuck him? He fucking fell. He's arguably a WWE Hall of Famer.
Easily a WWE. He's a first ballot WWE
Hall of
Famer.
Get rid of that shit, too, at fucking WrestleMania.
What?
Bringing them all out. It's a fucking waste of time. They just had the Hall of Fame the night before.
No, you got to. You got to give him recognition. That takes 3 minutes, dude.
Just put a fucking video up on the screen. You don't have to fucking drag them all out there.
Yeah, you do.
No, why?
It takes 30. It literally takes 3 minutes for that to happen.
I think it took longer than 3 minutes.
It definitely did, because X-Pac wouldn't get into the fucking shot for the picture.
That's X-Pac. It's the first time he's been on a grand stage like that in a long time. I don't blame him.
Since every single time one of the Click gets in the Hall of Fame.
He was at Raw, too, the 25th anniversary, right?
In the Manhattan Center.
Yeah.
Doing the two sweet with Finn and Gallows and Anderson and those chicken fuckers.
I'm incorrect. I rebound it during WrestleMania. Tony is the one who shit the fucking bet.
I shit the bet at Mania? Are we doing this?
Well, we're going to go through the cards, so we might as well just tell everybody what they did. Kevin took the fucking gold home.
Hey, it's time for part two of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast pay-per-view pitch extravaganza.
Give me some of that whiskey.
The results show.
Okay, now you can do it.
Kevin came out on top with an 11-3 record.
Jesus.
Because he went against the grain and he took Baron Corbin.
Fuck.
And he took Tony Nese.
Fuck.
And that really separated him from us. I came in at a stellar 10-4.
See, you're saying that I did so amazing. That's just 11-3 and 10-4 are the same to me.
For the whole weekend, though, because Tony went 9-5. Tony took the old crapola at WrestleMania.
I didn't do that badly. I was two behind Kevin and one behind you.
Well, now.
Well, you say crap.
All right, let's go. What did we have?
So, Hawkins Ryder against the Revival. We all went Hawkins Ryder.
My boys.
Which is a great moment.
Broskies.
And to echo your statement from before, I also was afraid they were going to lose the titles last night. But it worked out okay. And I don't know if you gave congratulations to Zack Ryder on his engagement.
I did not.
Which I fucking blasted one of those nasty dirt sheet Facebook things because they put Thursday night that he proposed to Chelsea when he gave her the ring.
Wrestling ring.
And I was like, do your fucking homework,
he
retards.
Didn't. That wasn't
he
the
didn't propose until Friday after, night. Yeah.
Oh, God. Don't care.
Yo, that's...
You don't care about love?
He's a bit of a bully, but he's still my broski.
You don't have any love in your heart, Tony? What's wrong?
Who gives a shit?
Why are you sad?
Hair.
Is it because you're fucking 47?
I got a little funny.
Asshole.
While we're talking about the broskies, I was at Raw last night, obviously. Thank you very much again for the tickets.
Yeah.
So I text our buddy Tommy Boy from Massachusetts, a.k.a. Jay Silva. Are you in Brooklyn? He's like, yeah, I'm in 135. I'm like, all right, cool. I'll come by and see you. There's no section 135. I don't even know if they weren't there or what.
Tommy, yeah.
But, yeah. So.
You idiots.
Clever.
So Raleigh and Jay Silva got me. The bullies.
All right. Tony hit a home run in the women's tag match.
Oh, I wish I had the Iconics team. Do you have that?
I'm taking credit for that, by the way.
But did you take them?
No.
Then shut up.
But
you
how
can't
do you
take
credit for that?
Because he's a loser. That's why.
That's it.
Who did you take?
I took the...
He took the reigning champs.
Oh, wait a minute. And they didn't win, right?
No, but I also picked
Wait.
Hold on, Dicko.
They didn't win, did they?
Listen, that would have never been in your head if I didn't pick them to win
Kevin,
the initial match.
Did Sasha Banks and Bayley win?
No.
Well, you know what that makes them? Fucking losers!
Take that whiskey away from Tony.
Why?
No, actually, give him more.
You can't act like because you made a pick a month ago that it stuck in...
I think it did. Hit.
Fucking...
What? Oh, you want this?
Do you want it to fucking theme music?
I think it did, because you were so enamored by my pick for them winning the initial tag team championships
and
stuck with you.
I will tell Matt, though, like, I could not stand them, but watching that match, complete 180. They could be my favorite team of all time.
Did you see the WWE video that they put out?
Yes.
Of them with the plates?
They harassed everyone.
I'll give them credit.
They cornered Drake Maverick.
It's pretty fucking funny.
And Drake Maverick is like 6 inches shorter than both of them. How crazy is that?
Dude stepped up, though.
At the Hall of Fame.
No, of course he did.
I still can't. I hate Billie Kay.
She's so annoying.
There's something about her.
It's probably the accent.
No, I don't mind the accent. I think the accent's actually sexy.
She's got
attaboy.
She's got a chipmunk face.
It might be her fucking lipstick. I don't know what it is.
It's her chipmunk face.
And that seems like a very petty thing to complain about, but I don't know. It's weird.
No, I'm happy that they won because I thought they should have won the initial thing, but you got to give it to the OGs.
To the OGs. We all pick Roman Reigns to beat Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, she's got like a chipmunk face. That's what it is.
I think she's not bad.
No, she's
not
not
a bad looking girl. There's just something about her that I don't like.
It's got to be her voice. That's the only thing I can think of.
But she's very derpy in her motions too.
Derp and derp.
Fucking hysterical.
We all the fucking demon gives a shit.
What, you don't like the demon?
Were you surprised that match was so late in the show? Or did you not even think about it?
I don't really think about this stuff anymore.
No, I was surprised, pleasantly so, though, that they opened with the Universal Championship match.
Which was, I was 100% buying into my theory on the Kofi Daniel Bryan match, that they had Brock lose so early.
I know.
That he would, you were probably amped.
And then I got home, and Tony, because you were like, no spoilers, because after, I guess, you watched the Hawkins-Ryder match, you were doing other Kevin things.
That's right. Me and my boy Colin White got lit up.
So then Tony was, I was like, I don't give a shit. Just fucking tell me the spoilers. I see your chipmunk face. Tony was catching me up. And then I just got home, and he was like, Daniel Bryan, Kofi. So I put it on, and then Kofi won. And I really feel like it was an awesome moment. I just didn't think the match was anything special.
No, I thought it was fine.
I thought it was.
It goes to my point though. Like, I don't really feel Daniel Bryan as like that lead character. Like, just like being. But in this match, he did a great job.
I just expected more out of it. The way they had the crowd at the Elimination Chamber, I just felt like it should have been more.
No, but it was perfect. What the hell's his name? When he got involved,
Eric Rowan.
Yes. And he was trying to protect them, and he took down fucking Big E and Xavier, and then they came back and they fucking took him out. That was a cool moment. It was just enough, like, okay, Rowan's going to stick his nose in. We're going to neutralize him. And that was it.
Were you guys upset that...
This was a cool moment, too, by the way. Alexa Bliss with Hogan doing the flexing. How cool is that for her to be in that, to be involved with
at
that?
At the MetLife Center. Brother. Trying to make a joke about him messing things up, and then he does it again. Is that like a running... That's got to be a running
At least he said MetLife Center.
Yeah, at least he didn't drop the fucking N-bomb again.
That's a good point.
The Miz-Shane match, by the way...
Was awesome.
That ending was dog shit, though. That was
the ending I didn't like either.
That was a terrible cop-out, Triple H-esque ending where he beat Steve Austin. I hated that ending.
Did you guys...
So dumb.
I want to go back to the Daniel Bryan-Kofi thing, because there's a lot of people that were predicting maybe that the New Day would turn.
Yep.
Were you okay with them not?
I thought it was weird booking because they put Daniel Bryan through some shit when he got over. It took them forever to pull the trigger with him.
Come on!
I just can't believe they did it so quickly with Kofi, the way everything skyrocketed. And it was all because Mustafa Ali got hurt.
Yeah,
that's the
yeah.
whole reason that whole thing happened. I never thought in a million years they would have gone with something like that so quick. But maybe WWE learned from their mistakes in the past, and they decided this is the time to pull the trigger, and they did it.
Did you
the Ali cat?
Did you see all the videos of all the African Americans celebrating?
I saw MVP and Chad.
That was awesome.
Pretty fucking big deal, right?
And let's not pretend that race has nothing to do with this. That's a huge deal.
Oh, bone of contention, by the way. Last week on SmackDown, when Charlotte beat Asuka, they kept showing everybody in the back. Like, cheering on New Day during the Gauntlet match.
Right.
It was 2 weeks ago. Asuka just got beat by Charlotte, yet Asuka's standing there cheering with them. You're a champ. You just lost your belt. You should have fucking just hidden. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you on that.
I get it.
That bugged me. I was like, really?
That's nitpicky to me.
Yeah, but you don't need her there. There's plenty of other people that were cheering them on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know.
But
that
I know.
Was just the pick and nits.
The Kofi winning the championship is a huge deal for a lot of reasons, and I think it's super dope.
What about The Rock?
What about The Rock?
The Rock wasn't
It's because he's half black.
No, no. Kofi Kingston's from fucking Africa. Like, not like he came from, like, he's from fucking Ghana.
I'm not Jamaican. I'm from Ghana.
I think he's born in the U.S., though. I could be wrong about that.
Born in
but it
the
doesn't
USA.
Matter. It doesn't
his parents
matter.
Are from fucking Africa.
I agree.
Like, they probably had to fight a fucking lion to get to the plane just to fucking get to the States.
100% agree. It's such a huge deal.
Like, it's huge.
And for those who... Yes, he worked his ass off for 11 years and finally got a shot as a wrestler, yes. But the fact that he's an African-American wrestler that is a WWE champion is so fucking huge.
Can I just do an aside real quick?
Go ahead.
I put in Kofi Kingston into Google. The first three hits.
Kofi tits.
Kofi Kingston chest. Kofi Kingston wife. Kofi Kingston WrestleMania 35. The poor guy can't even get away from Kofi tits.
I don't know. I love the move, and it's so well deserved, and it's breaking ground, bro.
What are you aching about?
Because I just read the. Oh no, he was born in Kumasi, Ghana.
Okay.
Then why are they calling him a Ghanaian?
Oh, now you're fucking
Ghanaian American.
Because that's a thing. Ghana.
I guess he's a citizen.
Sure.
All right. Good for him.
He resides in what, Massachusetts, yeah. Right?
Yeah, sure.
He went to BC.
No, he lives in Texas.
Oh.
But he went to BC.
Right, he trained up there.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So, I love
fucking
it.
Warbeard put up a bunch
he trained,
of pictures.
Yeah, he trained in Killer Kowalski.
With him and Tomasa and all those guys. It's fucking awesome. It's a great story. It's a great story. Yeah, that's a WrestleMania moment. I'm okay with that.
See, I love that. I know you hate that term.
I hate the term, but I'm okay. When it's...
Were you worried that there were... That they gave too many people WrestleMania moments.
It's with all due respect to like Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder, I get it, but like,
but that doesn't mean anything. Let's be honest.
WrestleMania moment, like everyone, no, Kofi got his WrestleMania moment. He's been fucking climbing the ladder for 11 years. That makes sense. All this other bullshit, like no,
like we got Seth Rollins, Becky, Kofi.
Seth Rollins
niece.
Already had his moment when he fucking cashed in.
Yeah, that was a bigger
it's
moment.
It's a different story, though.
No, but yeah, but this is
every
a
time
the
you
shittiest...
do something to WrestleMania is not
Jesus
a moment.
Jesus Christ. And this is a shitty story that they told with Seth Rollins. He won the Rumble. He was hurt for a month and a half. Then he came back and cut a couple of promos.
But
big
the match
fucking
was,
deal.
The match was well done, though.
And the Shield got back together. Big fucking whoop-de-doo.
Were you happy with the match? Were you happy with the way they booked it?
I just don't understand how fucking Brock Lesnar rolls through everybody for the last 3 years. Braun Strowman, John Cena,
no.
Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, and fucking Seth Rollins punches him in the dick once, and then that's it.
Yeah, but Daniel Bryan figured that out back at Survivor Series.
Braun Strowman beat the piss out of him at SummerSlam last year.
Yeah, but Daniel Bryan also punched him in the balls, and that was the only way he was able to get some
offense. Fuck out of here.
I think it's just the fact that Seth Rollins has been consistently the most over guy in the company. So that plays a part in making the story more important than it might be. So the fact that he is like the guy and the fact that he's the one that beat Brock Lesnar, it kind of, because he was over for so long and not getting the chances, to me that makes the story more important than it might appear in other people's eyes.
But not a WrestleMania moment.
No, I fucking...
I mean...
Was he even on Raw last night?
Who?
Yeah, Seth Rollins.
No, Brock.
Oh, yeah. Seth Rollins. Duh. That was a dumb question, man.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah, he started the show.
I don't know. I don't think it's a WrestleMania moment. I don't think it's a big deal.
I think collectively the WrestleMania moment is Kofi, Becky. And I think maybe the WrestleMania moment isn't that Seth won. It's that Brock lost.
Yeah, but Brock's lost.
But not. He's been the Universal Champion for fucking forever without even being on a goddamn show. For
I mean,
the most
he lost
part.
To Roman Reigns.
He lost to Goldberg.
But it's the fact that he's not here anymore, I think, is the WrestleMania moment. The fact that.
Yeah, but is he not here? Is he going to show up on fucking SmackDown in 4 months when they go to fucking Fox?
All right, maybe.
Fox. And that's who's going to take the title off of fucking Kofi Kingston.
Probably.
They're going to have to sit through more bullshit with fucking Brock Lesnar.
You think it was kind of weird?
We don't, but you think it was we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
You think it was weird that they had the old gold title underneath the hemp one?
I thought it was in the. I thought Kofi Kingston brought or Big E brought out like a box. I thought that was
no,
was in
they
the
had
box.
It. They had it on the pedestal and they took the hemp one up.
Right,
and then
and the shirt,
it was underneath.
Yeah.
Underneath the velvet. Well,
what was in the box? The shirts.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Those shirts at the end. And this might be nitpicky, But when they took the cloth off, and he had the
name
plates were already on there.
Yeah.
That was the thing. I was like,
yeah.
But then you like think like, but oh, you, well, they had planned for him to win, and that was the only way they're going to unveil it. So,
but if there's no reason to have that there, if Daniel Bryan wins, you don't see it.
Right.
So they probably just had both just in case.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan would keep the hemp belt. And if Kofi won, they had it there just in case.
They sold TV-ready versions of those championships. Daniel Bryan, Universal, and the WWE.
Dave Millican.
$5,000 a piece at Access. And they went.
They
sold them shits quick. And just as quick as they sold them, they showed up on eBay for $10,000. That's insane.
Well, people are fucking dirtbags.
That's insane. They had an HBK belt. I posted a picture of it.
That's why we're not allowed to have nice things.
Why? Because the HBK has a belt?
No, because people do fucking... Everyone's looking to make a fucking dollar. You want to make a dollar? Go to fucking work and work hard like Kofi Kingston. Then you become the champion.
You can't fault somebody for flipping something like
that. Fuck that, bro. That's fucking garbage.
Oh, whatever. Teach his own.
What if you, Tony Z, spent a whole year saving up $5,000, but you couldn't go to Access Friday. You had to go Saturday. And you go Saturday, and all the fucking belts are gone. Because fucking Kevin, he bought all five of them, and he's going to try and flip them for fucking $10,000.
I did.
Shame on me.
No, not shame on you.
Shame on me.
It's fucking dick move, bro.
I don't know if it's a dick move.
It is a dick move.
What if it wasn't just one guy buying all five? What if five other people bought them?
You just said someone just fucking scooped them all up and then put them on eBay.
No, people scooped them up. Somebody scooped
up. Five different people scooped them up, yeah, and five different people put them on eBay.
Somebody did scoop up four of the five HBK belts.
That person deserves...
But those were only 500.
Deserves to have his wrists tied to a tree and someone kick him in the balls 1,000 times.
You know what was fucking great?
But if you didn't know that those belts were going to happen or be there, can you really blame... What, I can't really blame the guy.
I just think it's a fucking douche move.
I never thought in a million years Tony Nese would have won the Cruiserweight title, by the way, at WrestleMania. That was great for him.
That's, again, to use a
don't,
cliche
don't,
term.
Don't do it. Nope.
Randy Orton losing to AJ Styles.
Great match.
He kicked out of the fucking RKO.
Did you guys have, who'd you guys have on that?
We all had Orton.
No.
I had AJ.
No. Me and Kevin took AJ, and you took Randy Orton, because you're like, Randy Orton doesn't lose at WrestleMania.
He doesn't lose at WrestleMania.
Because I'm the king. I'm the king of WrestleMania. Well, I'm the Viper. I'm the Viper of WrestleMania.
I'm surprised that you went Ricochet Black in that four-way dance.
I thought, because I didn't think they were going to win at NXT, I thought that they're on every show all the time. I thought that they would get it at Mania. No, like, no other reason than that. Is that because they're on every show now, like, every time. And I know the Usos just signed a new contract, but, again, it was giving the New York crowd their guys. And that's why I went with it, because I knew they weren't going to win, or I thought they weren't going to win at NXT, so give them the win at Mania.
Were you surprised with the length of the Joe Mysterio match?
No.
No, I... Yes and no. Yes, I'm surprised they did it. No, because Mysterio was like supposed to be hurt.
Yeah.
And I think they're trying to build Joe as maybe the next contender for Kofi.
That would be sick.
Right. So to have him destroy a legend. And Rey Mysterio doesn't need to win.
Well,
you know
on the flip side of that, Baron Corbin beating Kurt Angle. Very surprising, but I know I'm gonna get ahead of myself with Monday Night Raw. You have put yourself in a position now where there are no top heels on Monday Night Raw.
Because they lost at Mania.
Except for Baron Corbin. And what better way to start off Seth Rollins' first nobody gives a shit feud, just like Daniel Bryan and Kane.
On a pay-per-view.
Why are you not giving, just feed Baron Corbin to fucking Seth Rollins? He just beat Kurt Angle. Drew McIntyre lost. And I can't think of any other heels that are on Monday Night Raw.
What'd you think of the match with Roman Reigns, by the way?
I mean, it was good. It was what it was.
It was there.
It just felt like a Raw match. Like,
that's the problem. Yeah.
The big dog won. Yay.
The only reason why Finn Balor and Bobby Lashley, I mean, to me, it still felt like a Raw match. but it was because he was the demon.
Yeah.
It still felt like a Raw match. We've seen it 8 million times. No, of course. I got nothing but respect for both of those guys. But it was just a weird... It was a Raw match.
I really thought Angle was going to win, though. But I'm not surprised they let Corbin win. They gave him the win. That's momentum.
That's the move. The veteran leaves and puts over the young guy that they may have something for. Randy Orton just RKO'd Mustafa Ali, by the way.
Good.
So maybe that's a nice little feud ski starting.
We covered Triple H beating Batista.
You know what was fucking crazy when he was pulling the fucking thing out of his nose?
Oh,
his nose ring?
Yeah, and he's grabbing that shit. Oh, something that Dave LaGreca nitpicked on, which I actually noticed when I watched it again. They had two sledges under the ring, and they showed them both when Triple H went under to grab one. So they kind of like foreshowed like Ric Flair getting another a sledgehammer.
Oh, really?
That's just bad placement for the guys who put him under there. You can't do that.
Other than that, I was fine with it. They took some crazy bumps on the outside. The fucking, what was it, the Batista bomb or the Batista bomb was sick.
It was a good match. Cool. I mean, it was a Triple H match. It's slow. It's plotting. It's methodical. It's psychological.
Methodical is the best word.
Like, that's every fucking Triple H match. I get it. What's this, the night of the fucking six-man tag matches? Jesus Christ.
This is fucking...
Six-man tag, player.
What do you think of the main event?
Wait, before we get there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The women's tag match?
Tony's got an idea.
Tamina and the other fat one.
Big old bitches?
Yes, the big
old
bitches.
Don't be a fucking dick.
They disappeared for like 20 minutes.
Oh, how could they disappear if they're such big bitches?
Because there's a lot of room under the ring.
Oh. Well, same thing with the women's battle royal. Carmella was just gone for a while.
They've got to stop that shit. It's way too predictable. Yeah. If you lose the meaning of a battle royal if somebody's out of the ring for that long.
Like Kenny King?
That pissed me off.
Oh, yeah, good point.
That pissed me off. The guys were in that shit for way too long. They should have had guys that...
I love that, though, because you don't see that anymore.
No, and there were too many guys trying to do spots when there's 20 bodies in there, and it's ridiculous. And that fucking beer-guzzling bruiser, whatever the fuck his name is...
He was the first one gone.
No, not
he?
Him. The other guy.
Brian Milanos?
Holy fuck.
Watch your mouth, Tony.
Shut up, dude.
Be careful.
You watch your mouth. I talked to him today, Tony.
Good. Did you really?
Yes.
My man.
What, is he calling in?
I talked to a lot.
Maybe for your birthday show last week.
Yeah, we're doing a fucking birthday show now.
Yeah, we have to.
I hate you both.
Hate's a strong word, buddy. What do you think of the main event? Did it live up to the hype?
I enjoyed it.
I did.
Because they beat the shit out of each other. What you would call it? Fucking Ronnie.
I love it.
She was
Ronnie.
All, her legs were all fucking bruised
up. Yeah, they were.
She got beat to
there
shit.
There was a lot of blood all over the place.
Charlotte Flair got cut up when fucking Becky jumped off the top to break up the figure eight. They were all fucked up. And you know what was great?
What?
Fucking Becky Lynch.
Tell us.
Her hair's all fucked up.
She looked like a lion.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. It looked like a lion mane, and she's got these growly faces on. I'm like, this.
So,
I'm like, this is the passion, dude. This is fucking great.
So I came home from work. I put on WrestleMania.
Ooh.
Rhiannon came home after me.
Ah.
She took a shower. She was like, I don't want to watch fucking wrestling.
She took a shower.
She took a shower. She said, I don't want to watch wrestling. Fine. Turned off WrestleMania. We went downstairs. We had some G-Rose, and we watched some murder on the ID channel. We go back upstairs to bed. It's like midnight. I put the fucking TV on, and the network doesn't turn off if I don't turn it off. Bro, all three chicks are in the ring, and they're doing the intro, and Rihanna's going, what's with their fucking hair? What? Rondi. She's going, what's with her hair? I'm like, who? She's like the fucking chick that you have a crush on. Because I've told her before I had a thing for Ronda Rousey. I thought she was hot.
She's hot.
So then Rihanna,
you have a chance, bro.
Rihanna walks all the way up to the TV screen. She's like fucking poking it. She's like, what's with her fucking hair? I'm like, she does her hair like a fucking retard.
Wait, she's mad at the hair, but she didn't mind the Cocoa Puff on her face?
Nah, she was all about the hair.
I couldn't even tell you what her hair was like.
It's her usual
was
fucking
it the double
dumb hair.
Was it like double fucking...
The braids. And all the goofy
she
shit.
Came out and she's smiling at Joan Jett, and then she puts on pissed off walking face and like waddles.
That's why I fucking hate her.
Did you notice that a lot of the broads are doing the stuff around the fucking eyes lately?
Yeah.
Like Bailey. Like,
sure. Back in the day, it used to be you put the shit around your lips, it makes it look like an asshole. When you put the lipstick on and then you put the liner on the outside, it looks like an asshole.
I knew exactly what you were talking about.
Thank you.
Took me a second.
There was the spot where Charlotte. Fuck off.
It's a callback.
The spot where they were both picking up Ronda, and then they power bombed her, and then they picked her up again. Come on, Charlotte's supposed to be the strongest one out of the three, and Becky's helping her, and they couldn't fucking get her up right away. It was like too much of a struggle.
Maybe one of her boobs deflated.
Ugh. That's one you know good that thing about.
That's where all the power is.
That's Andrade's girl.
This is where the power
lies. I saw a picture on social media of them together.
How about that? How do you like them apples?
You hear that, Tone?
Yeah, I heard.
Tone Loke?
Right. Oh, Kevin's fucking hitting the whiskey.
What do you mean?
A Tone Loke reference?
I'm not even near the
just
whiskey.
Just because you think you have to be drunk to reference Tone Loke doesn't mean he hit the whiskey.
Yeah. And especially because it's right next to
you. I can tell when Kevin's feeling good because then I become the sole target of his jokes and stuff.
No.
Pots and pans.
When it's there, it's
Tonerino,
there.
Tonerino. Tonerific.
Ah, shut up.
Wait. Has he ever called you Tonerino?
I never called him any of those things.
Well, you don't know. You might have.
Yeah, you might have.
Yeah, that's fair.
Good God.
Did you hit him with a Tonerino on Saturday?
Nope.
Tonerino.
That's a good fucking
one.
T-shirt right there.
No, my T-shirt's going to be the fucking...
All right, so hit us with some fake news.
He's a fucking loser. That's going to be a T-shirt. All right, so Becky wins the fucking title, and a lot of people think that they botched the finish.
I don't think so. Although I did read that... Who was the referee for that match?
He got in trouble.
Supposedly he got fined, but I don't believe
Vince
that
Vince yelled
all.
At him.
I don't believe that at all.
Because that... Rumor has it that wasn't the finish. Becky was supposed to make Charlotte tap.
But that's fucking stupid.
So, because he counted, he had already counted one, and Ronda's shoulders were not on the ground.
So who gives a fuck?
That's the fucking point of the wrestling!
This is wrestling!
You have to have your shoulders pinned to the mat. If there's clear evidence that her shoulders weren't down, you started a pin?
You don't start to count.
This is
shoulders
wrestling.
You have to make sure the shoulders are down. But if let me ask you this, though. Oh. If... You start to count with her shoulder. No, I guess no. I
and
answered my own question.
She should still be kicking out at two.
You start to count with the shoulders down, and then at two they're up, and at three they're down. At two, you stop to count.
Okay. Right. No. Here's the other thing. Remember when we had Kevin Keenan on the show?
Nope, I wasn't here.
Oh, that's right. You weren't here.
I do,
but I do remember he was on the show.
Kevin Keenan said,
"I don't."
Kevin Keenan always said when he's counting, he doesn't care who fucking hears it. He gives the guys the count. So, like, if he thinks that somebody's not getting up, they've got notice. Where after the second one hits, he's like, I'm on two. And he fucking just tells them. So, if you're in that situation, you better get your fucking shoulder up. Which is why I think that was planned that way to make Ronnie look like she fucking got cheated.
I agree with you on that. I think that it was meant to, like, save face for...
That referee's got
fucking Ronnie.
If it was a problem, that referee's got to have a loud count. You gotta let a wrestler know, especially in a fucking main event situation like that, what the count is.
Do we know who the ref was for?
Beefy
that
McBeefalot. I don't know. Some
I'll find
jack
out
dude.
Right now. Hold on.
Some jack dude with like fucking like Guido hair.
Wasn't our boy Eddie or Bennett?
No?
Was it?
It was
my Kyoto.
That's pretty good, actually.
Thanks, buddy.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
Luke Harper versus EC3 was the dark match tonight at SmackDown, and Drake Maverick was EC3's manager.
Ooh, rekindling the old family story.
Rod Zapata.
Zapata, shoes, right? Zapata's.
Zappos, right?
No, Zapata's.
Zapatos. It's Zapatos.
Zapatos, yeah, Zapatos.
It's Tanahashos.
Tanahashos! All right, so with this all said and done, Kevin has a 3-match lead. Kevin sits at 46-18. Ooh. Tony is at 43-21, and I'm back 4 matches at 42-22.
Anybody's game?
Oh, Kevin, no. Kevin really sprung ahead. A three-match lead
is
a third of the
nothing.
Way through the year. But a third of the way through the year, it's a pretty big deal.
I'll tell you what, though. We got a curveball coming our way, guys.
Oh, the Saudi Arabia gimmick?
I don't know. When's that?
That's coming up. There are rumors that Undertaker and Elias is going to be the Saudi Arabia thing.
Well, April 28th.
I think it's May.
April 28th is Impact Rebellion.
Ooh.
How come we didn't do United We Stand? Was that
though.
How come we didn't do what? The picks? I don't know. Was that like an actual?
I asked and you guys kind of shot it down.
Because I didn't think it was a pay-per-view. It was on Fight TV, but was it like a pay-per-view?
Well, I don't know what they're doing. Are they going on actual pay-per-view again? Like
that? This Rebellion show, yes.
Is it actual, legit pay-per-view? Okay.
A Sunday night pay-per-view.
Gotcha.
Hey, I got a joke for you.
What?
You know what egg is in French?
What? Is it really?
It's oof.
Oh, I like some oofs in the morning.
Sorry.
Before you got here, Tony was playing all these wrestlers' theme musics and just dropping the drops in. It was... Watch this. It's hysterical. Oh, you got to put more in other ones.
We got other shit to talk about.
That's true.
The Undertaker returned last night on Raw.
Ooh, I was there for that, boy.
Raw was pretty good up until the end.
I don't know if it was pretty good. I think it was a little lackluster for the Raw after.
Because I think the whole hype of the whole, like, the Raw after WrestleMania.
Well, here's the problem. The WWE made that a thing, and that's why it's not as good as it used to be.
Do you think they tried to take it away?
I think they tried to cut back on it.
Why did they give us a title for title match if they were just going to screw us? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to do that.
Because they have no heels on Monday Night Raw.
So they brought the bar over?
Yeah, and the bar.
I don't agree with it. I thought it was dog shit.
I
texted Tony. I said there's going to be a KO run-in. There's so many different ways they could have gone with it. And the bar was the fucking last thing anyone was expecting.
What's his name?
Oh, Braun Strowman showed up on SmackDown.
Brand split, right?
Next week, the shakeup.
The shakeup? It's shaking up right now.
We got a Lars Sullivan debut. He attacked Kurt Angle.
Which is weird.
Yeah, that was kind of like...
Because Kurt Angle's last appearance was supposed to be last week.
Sure, but how else are you going to make an impact? Like Vader attacking Gorilla Monsoon.
Yeah, but... Wait, of course. Yeah, I agree with that. But, like, don't
advertise...
Is this
a title match?
I don't know if this is a match. I think it's just a fight.
I think Joe came out and he beat up R-Truth, and then Braun Strowman came out. It might be an open challenge. I don't know. There's no referee in the ring.
Whatever.
That's how you know.
Speaking of referees.
Yeah, no.
Did you see our boy Wiggy as a security guard for Batista at Mania?
I didn't notice.
Wait, Wiggy?
He's not my boy.
Oh, you don't like him?
I fucking can't stand that kid.
Oh, never mind. Then.
He was the fucking worst when Eddie brought him here.
All right, never mind.
Oh, that fucking guy?
Ref Hansen.
Tool bag.
All right, no worries. Just thought I didn't realize.
No.
But anyway, back to...
It's fine. Danny Cage, he doesn't work for Ring of Honor anymore.
Fucking ruined Kevin's night with like 15 minutes to go.
That was the most embarrassing. Thank you for bringing me back.
I don't think that was the worst thing.
Play it one more time, Tony.
So Lars, he attacks Kurt Angle. Sami Zayn returned. That's fun. And then he told everyone to go to hell.
Got a great promo.
In your face.
That's right.
Alexa Bliss returned to the ring. That was awesome.
Loved it.
She beat
She's
Bailey.
The best.
She looks like a foot. So
she's the best.
Yeah, you still on the Alexa Bliss train?
Absolutely.
I still think Bailey is good looking too.
Oh, she's a foot, dude.
Shut up.
She's either a foot or a shovel.
Her ass is slamming.
Her ass and her titties. There's nothing wrong.
Her whole body is amazing.
But she's a butterface.
No, she's not a butterface.
Stop. Yes, she is.
Well, she's not.
How do you feel about the Lacey Evans Becky Lynch?
No.
Why?
I hate that bitch. I don't think she can wrestle. I think she's pretty much garbage.
Tony.
What? Oh, how dare you turn that as soon as the Iconics came out?
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that was even on.
Oh, wait, it's right there.
Yeah, I was doing that so I could see you and talk to you.
Oh.
Why would you want to do that?
That's a very good question.
Hey, that's it. Rub that.
How many Lacey Evans matches have you actually ever watched?
I saw the Royal Rumble, and she looked like dog shit in the Rumble.
It's not a match, though.
I don't give a fuck.
First of all, look.
Her punch to Becky was
look great.
Awesome.
Look, usually I'm on board with you, but you have no fucking, structure.
Well, it looks like the Iconics are going to lose the belts tonight.
You have no structure to your argument. You saw her in the Royal Rumble. That's not a
like
fucking
her.
Match.
I don't like her. She's annoying.
You're not allowed
stupid.
To not like her, but at least respect the fact that she can work.
She's an idiot.
You idiots.
I love it.
What makes her an idiot?
He's making me laugh, so that works.
She's an idiot. She comes out, it's like, and that song, watch your language and shut your mouth and na 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 na.
Why do you know the lyrics?
Because it's annoying. It's almost as
you're
bad
a bigger,
as...
You're a bigger fan than you...
It's almost as bad as Ember Moon's music. And where's she been? Is she hurt?
She got hurt.
Good.
And she came back to no...
Because nobody cares.
Oh my God, I have fucking AIDS. I'm going to die.
Fucking bullshit!
Tony.
Fucking awful. There's your hot take, Kevin.
Hold on.
Yeah. Garbage.
You don't like this? I gotta know why.
Turn it up.
You gotta play, you gotta include other ones.
Wait, I'm getting there.
Jitties.
Just so you know, you talked about a fucking shop vac for fucking 5 minutes, so we're down to the last 12 minutes of the show.
Oh, fuck you. You weren't even
fucking
here.
Fucking you and your fucking dickhead. Shop vac. If I didn't have to stop for tease, I was going to fucking break a tree outside and bring it inside and think that you, that I destroyed
really?
Your tree.
Really? Were you going to do that? Really?
So what didn't you like about Monday Night Raw? The fucking Undertaker came back. Oh, we didn't even talk about fucking Thugonomics John Cena.
That was cool.
That was awesome.
That was great.
I loved it. It was because you didn't know where it was going until he actually showed up, which was amazing.
Does Elias not wrestle anymore?
I think they're, like I said, I think they're going to do an Elias Undertaker match at the Saudi Arabia thing.
Undertaker looked decent.
Yeah.
He looked in pretty good shape.
I thought, I said it to Big Rich. He's not here, but he was
hey, sitting, Big Rich.
He was sitting next to me at the show in this direction.
I would hope so.
And I was like, dude, he looks jacked. Ah, Jason.
Poor Jay.
R.I.P. Jason. Oh, wait, he's not dead.
R.I.P. his legs.
Yeah. I think he's okay. I don't think he's...
No, can we get him on the phone? Yeah. How your fucking...
How about for my birthday?
How your broken legs? Yeah, can we get one fucking birthday call in tonight?
No, not tonight.
Why?
We'll do it next week.
Here's that creepy Bray... Here's the creepy Bray Wyatt promo. This fucking creepy puppet.
This looks like a Muppet Show thing.
That looks like a box from like Oriental Trading.
This looks like I get all the fucking shit from Ringside Collectibles in it.
We got to get Dylan Postel
on
the
show.
Yeah,
what is this?
He's going to be the puppet master.
Oh, great. Like Kevin Sullivan was?
How about fucking Mojo Rawley with the Luna Vachon tattoos on his face?
No, yeah, he had it too. Around the fucking eyes.
It was Glacier. Fucking the guy I can't hate on, that I can't stand on commentary called him Glacier.
Jeez, who? Corey Graves?
Yes. I thought it was pretty funny.
Look at fucking Renee Young trying to save her husband.
Oh, fuck her, too.
Kevin, how was that fucking bonerific S.H.I.E.L.D. reunion at the end of Raw that they didn't show? Or were you guys fucking gone already?
We left and we came. We went out of our seats, but then we came back to try to watch it.
Because you
we
heard the music? Da-na, da-na.
Yeah, once we heard Roman's music, we kind of came back in. And then once we heard Dean's, we stayed at the entrance. No, we stayed at the
was
entrance.
There a dark match? At
no,
the end?
No, it was just that.
That was it? Anything before Raw?
Main event, we had Heavy Machinery versus...
Oh, great.
Somebody, Jinder Mahal beat somebody.
I don't care.
Exactly. The only reason why I answered it was because he asked.
No, I was curious. I don't care. Don't be a dick.
What I was nervous about is that we didn't get into the arena till about 7:30. So I'm like, what the fuck? If they have Hawkins and Meyer, Hawkins and Ryder on main event the day after WrestleMania, so I was like, we gotta get in there. Just
nah,
in
they're
case.
Tag champs. They're elevated
but
now.
But you never fucking know.
I guess. What do you give Mania as a grade?
I give it a B, maybe a B plus.
B plus. Yeah,
I'm in the B range too. I think it's one of the best Manias we've seen since maybe 30.
Correct. Ding.
Why?
Because I'm agreeing with you.
How about Eli Drake being let go from Impact?
Dummy, yeah.
That's Impact's loss.
Yeah, fuck him.
Oh, look at these poor fucking... Is that... That's not... That's
yes,
not,
that is.
That's not the alien,
yes,
is it?
Yes, it is. That is Chris.
That is the alien.
No way. The Brooklyn Bells?
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
That's the alien. Look
that's
at her.
That's pretty cool. It's a shame they're going to fucking lose.
Nah, it's awesome that she's on fucking SmackDown.
Dude, and again, a lot of these guys were on the show at WrestleMania. Smart Mark and VSK were the doctors that went to check on.
No, they weren't. It was fucking Kevin Nash and Scott Hall.
No, they were like the medics or whatever, the attendees to the guys, and it was cool to see all these guys out there. Sorry,
that's awesome. The alien, Chris Statlander.
Statlander, yeah.
She was on our show a couple weeks ago. That's fucking cool. That's always cool.
Yes, it's awesome.
And that's why I love doing what we do. Is like we hopefully get these people out. Yeah, fair enough. We get these people out there, and then they're on these shows, and it's just so dope.
It's all us.
It's awesome.
No, it's not. Because
look, when I went
us,
down to get
idiot.
The my drink,
my drink,
went to get my dick,
and I ran into LSG, and not one person fucking knew who he was.
That's a shame. That's a shame.
I was just
weird.
Fucking walking around. I was like, bro, and we fucking had a nice conversation. I forgot to get Kevin a beer. It was good times.
I do remember that.
I was so fucking jacked up that I fucking ran into LSG.
Jacked.
We were chilling at the old at the WrestlePro and Impact shows.
Hey, oh, look, it's Paige.
And Flippy Dude was there.
Paige, yeah.
My man, Paige. How dare you?
How dare you?
So disrespectful.
Paige looks fucking awesome.
All these chicks.
Whoa,
awesome.
Look at that spin kick.
They got like Rock and Roll Express / Rockers gear on right now.
Let me tell you guys. Next time you get a little time and you got a couple hours to kill, more than welcome to come up to my house and look at the sick wrestling magazine collection I now own.
Ooh.
Tony, I got magazines.
I know, I saw the pictures. I can't wait.
Do you still have the ones that I gave you?
Yes.
Okay.
Dude, I got magazines from the 70s, Tony.
That's awesome.
There is fucking gold.
And I bet you Bill Apter was part of them. And I bet you, wait, are there a lot of apartment wrestling articles?
I didn't.
Oh, you haven't looked at him yet.
I didn't look through all. Bro, he dropped off like fucking 10 shopping bags worth of magazines.
That's pretty awesome.
That's nuts.
Like,
is that Fat Nuts?
Who?
Fat Nuts.
No, who's Fat Nuts?
Fat Nuts.
I don't know who that is.
Who are you talking about?
You mean Chipmunk Face, as you so disrespectfully called her?
Oh, shut up.
Really?
You guys
you're fucking Billy
fucking
K.
Fucking White
Homer
Knights
now?
I'm doing a show with over here.
What White Knights? Don't fucking make the piggy sounds for Paige.
Why?
So what, you're defending Paige like you're her friend that I can't defend
no,
Billy Kay?
I'm with you on the Billy Kay thing. I just it came out of left field.
Oh.
I don't know what he's looking at on this.
Nothing. He's got a fucking Google up.
Looking Fat Nuts.
It's like this is like the last match at the fucking G1 Supercard. He's done. He wants to go home.
No, the first 10 minutes of that match sucked a dick.
Hates fucking
Jay
White's
a piece of shit.
Hates Okada.
Fuck Jay White.
My
fuck
God,
him.
Really?
Wow. Fucking John Tenta nosed motherfucker. Fuck him.
You can't.
No, I can't. Shut up.
Put your head on the pillow and sleep comfortably.
Pillow,
knowing.
Yes. I put my head on a pillow. It's made of jello. I go to sleep and I say, oh, hello.
All right, Mega Ran, relax.
Mega Ran. Fucking Megaton. Fat tub of shit.
I don't have anything
look
for.
Look at me. I'm going to stand up to Bully Ray. Ow, don't hit me, sir.
I don't have anything for going home.
Oh, you don't?
No.
You got music for going home, or should I play? Oh, you know what? I could play something new that I added to this.
Oh, you got new stuff.
Fuck yeah, I got new stuff.
It's called Kofi Kingston's theme song.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, you're going to play that again?
Or Batista's theme song.
Darn.
Or Lance Cade and Trevor Murdoch's theme song.
You have Lance Cade and Trevor Murdoch's theme song?
Well, I did until Kevin made fun of me. And then
I
didn't make fun of you for it.
Bret Hart, the true survivor of the weekend.
It's not the Bret Hart, is it?
Yeah, no, this is the Hart Foundation music.
Yeah, it doesn't have those weird drums.
Oh, well.
Whatever. Fuck that guy.
Hey, I got to go and home.
All right, do it, buddy.
Apparently something set Sasha Banks off backstage at WrestleMania 35. She put out a cryptic tweet on Twitter, but that's not the crux of the story. She canceled her appearance on Wendy Williams today, and Wendy Williams was like, oh, no, you didn't. And so poor Wendy couldn't have a fucking meeting and blah, 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 and they didn't have their interview. So now she's been officially banned from the Wendy Williams show. This coming from a woman
really?
Who fucking cries and disappears, and everybody's supposed to fucking give her everything in the world when she has her fucking drug and alcohol problems, and everybody's supposed to feel sorry for her. But God forbid somebody has an emotional breakdown and they don't fucking make an appearance because they're having fucking mental problems. So go fuck yourself, Wendy Williams. You know I'm not a Sasha Banks fan, but that's kind of fucked up. Kevin.
Tony, I'm actually going to follow up on that.
Yes!
Because my cousin works for the Wendy Williams show. He's a producer.
Who's the Wonder Williams?
The Wonderwall. The Wonderwall.
Baby!
Congratulations, Kurt Hawkins, Zack Ryder, my guys, my boys. That's my going home. Tag Team Champions. And Kurt Hawkins' winning streak is now, I think, going to be a story to watch.
What does that have to do with the Wendy Williams show?
Nothing.
It was a separate comment.
Fucking terrible segue.
But the plug is cousin.
Ugh.
Who works for the Wendy Williams show, so I'm going to ask him about this.
You're going to plug him right in his ass?
Hi-ho.
He's my cousin, and he's a dude.
High hard one. Hi-ho. Whoops.
I'll text him right now and ask him.
Oh, come on, please. You don't have a going home?
Yes, Aerostar has seemingly quit AAA, saying that he is not
Devil's
being
got the
valid-
number one. Oh, sorry, go.
No, no, go ahead.
Nope, turning it off.
No, no. Devil's got the number one pick.
Because they suck.
So, will they take Jericho's kid? Is Jericho's kid in the draft?
Who's Dasha Fuentes?
She's a backstage lady for WWE.
She was, but she was
not anymore!
Why, she's a fucking loser!
You fucking Dasha Fuentes. How's your sister Daisy? Oh, I forgot. Fuck you. Good night, everyone. Stay tuned for the rant. The rant is up
the
next.
What?
And whatever.
This Friday night, I'll be at the Orange Oaks in West Orange, or Orange, New Jersey, plugging
Orange.
Orange.
It's
bring
tough.
Your guns.
It's tough, but it's for a good cause.
Put your socks
fight,
on.
Help us make
now.
A difference to fight opioid abuse.
Don't wear a hat. It will be removed.
So. Orange Oaks.
That was a good one, right?
Fucking Tony Z's hat removal. We'll be here all week. If you have the Ring
Lisa,
of Honor.
Thanks for the whiskey.
Oh yeah, Lisa, thanks for
we
the whiskey.
We thanked her four times. Let's thank her again. Thanks.
Can't
for
thank
the whiskey,
her enough.
Lisa.
What did anyone else give us anything this weekend?
Kevin got the hit.
Incorrect.
How did
Anthony Rusinella gave us great conversation?
That's true.
And I think Dave LaGreca gave us like some weird
pierogi disease.
Ooh, the pierogi was good.
We got pierogiitis.
Do you?
I don't know, something like
all
that.
All right, we'll be back next Tuesday with another episode of the Shining
Tony's
Wizard Wrestling
Podcast. Tony's birthday extravaganza. Extra.
No, you're fucked, bro. I can't believe you fucking... I'm so annoyed at you.
Why are you annoyed at me? You guys forgot my birthday. I should be annoyed at you.
How, but like when's my birthday?
Yeah, what's my birthday?
Your birthday's in June.
June 12th.
June 12th. Right. Yeah, that's my mother's birthday.
Only because I knew that.
Yours is November 21st,
ooh,
which is the day before... No, actually, it's my dad's birthday.
All right,
we're I'm lucky.
The day before my dad's birthday.
No, you are my dad's birthday.
So your parents have the same birthday as us.
Yeah, so I'll never forget them.
What a bunch right, of so that's bullshit. That's a yeah, bunch of horse shit.
But that's just luck. There's no reason. Like, he would never have known our birthdays if it wasn't for that.
No.
So that's just a crutch.
But
that's
he
just
does know. So.
I don't know either one of your birthdays.
Your parents both got the horn jobs 9 months before my parents' birthdays.
The horn jobs.
The horn jobs, yes.
All right.
Well, Kevin gets like the tug jobs, so your parents got the
oh, dick
jobs.
Tugging.
Dick tugging.
Old tuggins.
Gonna be dick tugging this weekend, champ. Can I just, want to leave everyone with this.
Oh, here we go.
Please do.
Do right? Should please I start do. Up some new music?
Please.
Yes.
All right, as we go home, as we finish WrestleMania week.
Oh, you couldn't play Thuganomics?
All right.
I don't have Thuganomics, Kevin.
As we get some rest, we recharge the batteries. Oof. We're on the road to Money in the Bank.
No one's ever said that ever.
Automatic toilets are the fucking worst.
Agreed.
Because when I take a big shit like I did today and I want to...
Oh, God, don't care.
And I want to take a picture and send it to Tony, I can't. Because the minute I stand up...
You got to do for the crotch shot.
Gone. No, because I don't need my balls in the picture.
Guys, we are a professional wrestling podcast. We are the Shining Wizards.
What are you talking about?
7 years, going on 8. We don't remember each other's birthdays. We literally hate
each
other. That's
true. I remember your birthday.
You got me. You got me on that.
And I don't hate anyone. Not in this room.
I'm just trying to make banter for the show to entertain.
Banter. The show's over.
To entertain
fucking
the people.
Tin Can Tim and fucking Wreck-It Ralph are up next. The fucking rant.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph. They're gonna talk.
Oh, great. The Saudi Arabia trophy's back.
We're talking about fucking Bound for Glory from 2007.
Stay tuned for the rant. The rant is up next on the rant. If you're listening to podcast form, thank you for downloading us.
Oh, he's got a shiner.
Two-faced rappers walk away with four shiners.
All right.
Good night, everyone.
Peace. See ya.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
You know, every time you tell me not to do something, I'm going to do it, right?
Do it. What did I tell you not to do?
Not to make fun of the rant.
Like a Byron
I'm still recording,
Saxon.
By the way.
Oh, we didn't talk about Mrs. Dad and his terrible fucking fight.
Everyone with two hands has a fighting chance.
I picture Kevin squaring up like that for real.
No, try me.
He went to fucking college in
he
Baltimore.
He looks like Jerry Springer.
He knows how to fucking square off.
Goddamn right.
All right, good night.
We'll see you next week, you fucking
bye,
wizards.
Whee!
Jesus Christ. Microphone. These shows suck the dick.